Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. She's back.
Welcome home, Endeavor.
Landing in the wee hours of the morning.
You know, the space shuttle is an amazing vehicle.
Commander Mark Kelly ending Endeavor's last mission. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at the Kennedy Space Center.
Dave, that's the end of the line for Space Shuttle Endeavour, and NASA couldn't be more proud.
Endeavour's a fantastic ship. We were out on the runway today talking about that it's just a little shy of 20 years, and you look at it and it doesn't look 20 years old at all. It looks almost the same as it did the day it came in.
Says the space agency's Mike Moses. On the mission, Endeavour delivered the very last structural components to be installed on the International Space Station as she brought the first U.S. pieces up 12 years ago. Endeavour's commander this mission was Mark Kelly, Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford's husband, Dave.
Evan, America's credit card won't be getting a higher spending limit yet.
The bill is not passed.
It was a resounding no. 318 votes against. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, the outcome was well known long before that vote. Still a necessary step to force trillions in spending cuts, at least this according to the man who helped write that bill.
This takes that option off the table and says now we need to get serious, and now we need to get serious very quickly.
The next step in getting serious, according to House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Michigan Republican Dave Camp, is a White House meeting today. Democrats say the vote was nothing but a chance to give GOP lawmakers cover with Tea Party activists.
Rich, NATO warplanes will keep dropping bombs on Libya.
We are determined to continue our operation to protect the people of Libya.
NATO leader Anders Fogh Rasmussen extending the mission to cripple Gaddafi's forces 90 days. Rising rivers putting more towns in danger out west. Residents ordered to evacuate in parts of Minot, North Dakota. Sandbags piled around the clock in Pierce, South Dakota. The town of Dakota Dunes could be in for a big flood, too. Governor Dennis Dugard pleading with people.
If you do not have business in the Dakota Dunes area, do not come to sightsee.
Parts of Montana also flooded. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Another Home Depot advantage. Get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on purchases of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's the green light you've been waiting for to get more doing done. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 8th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Cannot be combined with other credit-related offers. See store for details.
Map scripts, audio, and contact information for all our advertisers. We've got it waiting for you at iHeartItOnWTAW.com. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Normandy Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normandy Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35 horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates, all for only $16,649. Our payments have only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX5100 52 horsepower tractor with the Kubota front end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Normandy Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, three-year warranties, and much more. NormandyTractor.com for additional savings. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Save 10, 15, up to 20% off during the Memorial Day event at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. The more you buy, the more you save. Save 15% on purchases of $1,000 to $1,999 and save 20% on purchases over $2,000. Buy furniture for every room and save 20% on already low Ashley prices or pay no interest for 48 months. Get more without paying more from the number one name in furniture. Hurry in for the Memorial Day event going on now at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. See store for details.
Sale extended through June
6th.
Pick up your phone. Dial the number 695-9595. You'll reach Bryan Broadcasting Publications. Ask for Sam Jones. That's me. If you're in the medical or health and fitness fields, I'll tell you why advertising in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine makes sense for your business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. Advertise in Brazos Wellness. Increase your business. Make more money. Make the call. 695-9595.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to provide the best service, so we listen to our customers. And we've heard you want an easier way to change your oil for less. That's why we're introducing a new 5-plus quarts bottle of Peak conventional motor oil with a select Purolator Classic oil filter for just $9.99 after rebate. All your oil change needs under $10. Now, if you can only get your kids to listen this well. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price $12.99. Rebate not valid in Connecticut or Rhode Island.
To live life fully, you need to be able to manage your pain. You can find the right relief with smart solutions like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. Count on these great brands to deliver the relief that works best for you, so you can live your life and enjoy your plans. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your local drugstore, grocery store, or mass merchandiser today. Get the relief you want so you can really live. Use these products as directed.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest state-certified recycling and composting facilities in the state of Texas, recycles up to 200 tons per day, from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. At BVR, we believe recycling should be simple, affordable, and convenient. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. We guarantee you'll love it. Go to BrazosValleyRecycling.com for more information.
Big city, high fashion. If you desire a new look, fresh off the runway from the New York Spring Fashion Week, reserve your time with one of the talented professional stylists at Chrome, a salon experience. Chrome is driven by passion, spirit, and magnetic energy. Chrome is committed to provide superior service and products, along with awareness of fashion trends and modern hair needs. The Chrome stylist will help you create your own personal style. Chrome, a salon experience. Call 268-1398. Don't wait. Call now. 268-1398.
WTAW News Time, 607, 73 degrees right now at the studios. Upper 90s for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Anxious moments Tuesday morning for some inside the Brazos County Administration Building. One of two vehicles in a crash at the corner of Texas Avenue and 28th Street crashed into the jury room of Justice of the Peace Tommy Munoz. Court Coordinator Patricia Golson heard the racket.
We just heard a loud, loud crash, and we thought initially that someone had fallen and knocked something over, so I immediately went to the courtroom to make sure everything was okay there, and then determined that it had come from the jury room, which is the part of the building that faces Texas Avenue, and there was a car in the window that had obviously come in and crashed into the building, and fortunately did not come all the way into the building, but did do some damage.
The jury room was vacant at the time. Golson says the room, while damaged, has been cleaned up and is ready for use. Bryan police say the driver on 28th Street was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. The eastbound vehicle was struck by a northbound car, which hit the building. A male resident of a College Station condo community is accused of shooting video and still pictures of female residents. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway was arrested Monday after being caught by a neighbor at Gateway Villas. Officer Rhonda Seaton says a 22-year-old woman told police she was taking a shower when she saw a camera outside her bathroom window.
After speaking with her, made contact with a gentleman in the parking lot who ended up being our suspect who we arrested. Then during further conversations that he had with our officers, he did admit to climbing on the AC unit in his backyard area of his condo, because he lived next door, and made a recording of the victim through her bathroom window without her knowledge.
Police also found Calloway's laptop containing pictures he says he took of women at the Gateway Villas pool from his roommate's window. Seaton says it's not a crime to take pictures in a public area because there is no expectation of privacy. State lawmakers want to know how soon bills will be ready for a vote. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate has filed almost all of the school finance, Medicaid reform, health care funding, and fiscal matters bills already, and it looks like it will take the lead in passing those bills first. House Speaker Joe Strauss says everything's still being coordinated.
We're working with the Senate to coordinate which body will be working on which bills first, and no final determinations have been made.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the Senate will hold committee hearings on Thursday and might work through the weekend to get these bills passed over to the House. Meantime, the House may take a long weekend off. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You may notice low-flying aircraft in the area for the rest of this week. Chances are it's a third-party contractor from BTU buzzing overhead in a helicopter or plane. Aerial inspections of BTU's high-voltage electric lines will be done through Saturday in Brazos and Burleson counties. Flying at altitudes of 300 to 1,500 feet, those inside the aircraft will also note any vegetation in the BTU right-of-way. A former College Station City employee is returning. Frank Simpson, who began his government career 25 years ago as a public utilities worker, has been hired as assistant city manager. The position has been vacant since February when David Neely was promoted. Simpson's first day is July 5th. The 47-year-old returns to College Station from Missouri City, where he's been city manager since 2004. Simpson's first employment with College Station was between 1986 and 1993. He has also served in management positions in Lamarck, Center, and Webster. Simpson was among 174 applicants reviewed by city staff. Two candidates are current city employees. There's some normalcy for a group of local children following the trauma of being placed in foster care. Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says about a week and a half after the kids' parents were arrested, their home was condemned and their dogs were seized. Agnew says a fellow officer led the effort to reunite a Chihuahua with the four kids.
And this one kid was heartbroken to see it go to what she thought was doggy jail, which would be the animal shelter. But we tried to explain to him, no, it's just a hotel, a temporary hotel for where they're going. Well, one officer went above and beyond to get that dog out of the animal shelter, take it to the vet, get it, you know, healthy again, get its shots, get it legal, and get with the CPS and the family that took all the kids and bring that dog to the children.
The four children, ages 9 to 16, are together staying with one foster family. The officer worked with Animal Control, the animal shelter, and Child Protective Services to get the dog back to the kids. WTAW News Time is 612, 73 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood-destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622.
Pack up the family and head on over to Precision Eye Care next to Luigi's in College Station for eye exams, glasses, and contacts. Precision Eye Care has frame and lens packages starting at $69.99 and a one-year unconditional warranty against breakage. New patients can also save 30% through July 31st off all frames by mentioning this ad. Call 979-314-1060 today to schedule an appointment or visit us online at bcsis.com. Precision Eye Care, because the small details matter. Promotional offer cannot be combined with any other promotion, insurance, or discount program. Warranty varies with insurance company.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
High pressure, it's going to lead to some very warm temperatures across the region this week. We'll keep a watch on some cloudiness, which lies off to the west and southwest of the area this morning. For now, we're forecast lots of sunshine and high of 95. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine Thursday, highs near 95. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Friday, sunshine. Temperature is going to be somewhere between 95 and 100 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll hear from members of the Aggie baseball team as they're in workouts getting ready for the regional that starts Friday at Olson Field. We'll also talk some A&M golf. They had a really nice round yesterday in the first round of stroke play of the NCAA championships up in Stillwater. And you want some baseball earlier than Friday? Well, you got it tonight. The Brazos Valley Bombers get their earliest start ever to a season as they open up a 60-game schedule at home tonight with the Copperheads. All that and more coming up in sports.
Murray stopped by the studio yesterday.
Yeah, he had bobbleheads in tow.
He'll be back tomorrow, today.
Oh, good.
No, he didn't have bobbleheads on his toe. No. They had him in his hand. Anyway, as he said, there's not enough.
Chortle.
Yeah. Not enough bobbleheads in the world or something. Anyway, So he'll bring those. And they're always a tremendous visual for the radio.
Now, I got to admit, I was a little bit jealous because maybe you all knew about this, but I just found out this morning that our friend Allie from down the hall is going to have a bobblehead.
Yeah, I was familiar with that.
There was a contest.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, all the candy people.
For those of us who listen to candy from time
so,
to time.
So, when do we get our...
The answer would be no.
An Infomaniacs bobblehead?
Actually, that's just a peek behind the curtain. That was something we discussed, I want to say 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Ben kind of went, meh. So there may come a time.
You mean about us having bobbleheads?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was discussed.
I had that discussion with him.
Oh, so it sounds like it was a short discussion.
Well, it was. He kind of looked at me and said, our demo, really? And
that's right.
Because, again, a mouse pad is fine. Uh-huh. It's kind of.
Well, but that was us paying for the bobbleheads.
Yeah, it was.
This wasn't someone else paying for the bobbleheads.
Yeah, that's true. I had said, I'll be glad to pay for that if that's what we want to do. But anyhow, it's a little less invasive, I guess, than like a mouse pad, sitting on the table or even a coffee cup. But when you actually have a bobblehead of one of us, or all three of us.
And,
all I can think of is that Pep Boys commercial,
And I'm over here looking on my little bookshelf over here, and I see bobbleheads of Melvin Watkins and Dennis Franchione. So I'm not sure I want a bobblehead.
Yeah, right.
Really.
Right.
And again, I don't
know. That picture I found, the three of us with Coach Fran. I showed you guys. I said, look, two of these guys, two of the guys in this picture have been fired in the last year.
Yes. And that is what I meant. Yeah. It wasn't a personal thing, but still,
never know.
You wonder.
So anyhow, it's June 1st, and I guess it's time for us to start thinking that summer is right around the corner, because later on this month, about 3 weeks into this month, summer will be here. And so,
yeah. Imagine what it's going to feel like when summer gets here.
Yeah, really. Because now this
starts to heat up a little.
Sure, a little precursor.
Kind of a warm spring we've got working here.
Absolutely. So, and I think last week they had a rubber ducky race or something in Wolf Pen Creek.
It's a derby.
Like that. Yeah,
it'd be a derby.
Yes.
It'd be a rubber ducky derby.
Yeah, it's for the children's museum. Yeah. As a matter of fact. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool because before they put it into the water at Wolf Pen Creek, they probably put like non-stick stuff on the bottom of the little duck so it grunge won't stick to it. But I'm not saying that's the case, but it could be. Anyhow,
Scott was their PR director.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
me and the silt pond. You bet.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, in Lithuania, they had the annual inflatable doll swimming race.
Inflatable, huh?
Yeah. Over 200 men turned out over the weekend to celebrate National Men's Day.
Did they help their dolls along?
By competing in a swimming race with inflatable dolls that were used as rafts, sort of. The men swam the Neris River in the country's capital with hauling their life-size dolls with them.
I'm not even going to say what their favorite event might have been.
The winner was Ludus Pestinicus.
Ludus?
Yeah, Ludus.
How fitting.
Yeah.
And, oh, God.
And his inflatable doll that he had named, which is kind of troubling. He said, Veda was a very good girl and only listens to me. She's cool. Other participants don't have dolls as cool as mine. He wins $500 in cash for his trouble and actually gets his name.
He's talking smack.
And she just looked shocked.
Talking inflatable doll smack.
I heard what she did there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's going to be a good day. Yeah. It's not an officially recognized holiday, but they celebrate it anyway.
But that didn't fly over both your heads.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
The scary thing, of course, is it was co-sponsored by a radio station.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
They were broadcasting live out here.
Wonder if they had the winner on their website. We got pictures right here.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Right there.
We're going to put them on a koozie.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jim Lewis, owner of Village Foods in the Galleria Village office building. If you love this community as much as I do, then you want to see it grow and prosper. By shopping in town, you greatly help the BCS by keeping jobs here. At Village Foods in the Galleria Village, we employ 92 of your friends and neighbors. We also work with lots of local businesses, so by shopping in town, you're actually helping keep the whole community employed. Before you shop out of town, remember to shop locally. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7663.
Hey, good morning, 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is June the 1st, as we mentioned. Happy birthday to you to start the month, if it's your birthday today.
This it's National Barefoot Day, by the way.
Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
There we go. Took that much to take off your crotch.
Well,
huh?
You know, yeah. You know, I tie them tight, man.
Yeah, then take your socks off now.
Yeah, it's okay. A pretty pretty strong birthday list today.
Wait,
I was just looking over it.
Not yet. It's Accordion Awareness Month.
Oh,
well.
Boy. Yeah. Oh, man, if you'd only told me.
Don't bring it up. It's okay.
I lost that a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't heard that. We haven't heard Dreamer in years.
I know, because it went away in computer land a while back. So
right.
I'll have to recreate that.
Please.
If I can get a pawn shop to lend me an accordion again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
I know one in Vegas that'll work with you.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, here we go. Andy Griffith's birthday is today. What a great guy to start with. He's 85 years old today, is Andy. What a career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Pat Boone's birthday is today. He's 77 years old. And Morgan Freeman is 74 years old today. From the Rolling Stones, I guess this guy's a youngster. Ron Wood is only 64, the guitarist.
Well, he wasn't one of the originals. He's the plug-in. Yeah.
They give him noogies.
There you go. There you go. You know this actor. You saw him in Benson and also in Star Trek, and it's Rene Aubert. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one.
Yeah. You know, Aubert-Juna. That's his name. Yeah, Aubert-Juna. You would know him if you saw him. So there you go. You've seen him before. And Jonathan Pryce, the actor, is 64 years old today. He played in Evita. He was the husband, you know. Actor Powers Booth is 63 years old. Ronnie Dunn of Brooks Anne is 58. And Lisa Hartman Black, celebrating her 55th birthday today. Heidi Klum.
Ooh,
there you go, easy boy. He's 38 years old, and Alanis Morissette, the singer, is 37 years old.
That Jagged Little Pill is a pretty doggone good CD. Just saying. Okay.
There you go. Robert Powell.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you pegged for?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. Yeah.
Digging an album from, you know. Chicks who want to air their dirty laundry in album form.
What can I say?
There you go. Learn something new every day.
Robert Powell, the actor, he portrayed Jesus in Jesus of Nazareth, the miniseries, if you recall that.
Where do you go from there? Because, you know, Jim Caviezel didn't do much. He hasn't done much since he did that.
Jim's got a TV show
coming out
on iNetwork.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Noticed that. Yeah. Anyway, Robert Powell is 67. And Justin Henin. The tennis star turns 29 years old today. And that's a pretty good list, but that's all I got.
We got David Berkowitz.
Oh, son of Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
glad
we could throw him into that nice list.
Absolutely. That,
Seinfeld's fan. Sounded like you said son of Sam.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the mystery over Anthony Weiner. Congressman Weiner claims that a hacker broke into his Twitter account and sent, racy photos to some of the people on Twitter. The question is, can we confirm this allegation? Here's what he said.
I was hacked. It happens to people. You move on. This is a prank. not a terribly creative one, and it's a distraction. Look, you know, you've got the Republicans who are playing games with the debt limit. You've got a Supreme Court justice who is refusing to recuse himself despite conflicts of interest. You have a health care act that is under siege. You know, this is a distraction. I was hacked. It happens to people. You move on. This is a prank.
So we'll continue to follow the Wiener controversy right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
These days, healthcare is undergoing a lot of change. One thing that won't is Scott & White's quality medical care and commitment to be there when you need us. We have a network of physicians and clinic and hospital locations throughout Central Texas. So if you move or change jobs, you can count on having Scott & White healthcare nearby, including our newest clinic in College Station on Arrington Road. Our care is connected by a system-wide electronic network that stores your medical information. It's confidential and available to your Scott & White healthcare team when you come to see us at any location, helping us keep your care on track. From wellness programs to highly specialized medical care, you can depend on Scott & White to help you manage your health. And we accept all major insurance plans. Visit sw.org. Scott & White Healthcare. Your choice. The trusted choice.
Watching Your Wallet, I'm Jennifer Kashinka. It's among the most important and difficult questions would be retirees face. How much of my nest egg can I afford to spend each year? The financial services industry has some answers for you. Some of the industry's biggest players are introducing free or low-cost services that will help you convert your savings into a reliable stream of lifelong income. Powered by sophisticated software, the services estimate how much a retiree can afford to spend annually. Some of the services are more accessible than others. Fidelity Investments' new Income Strategy Evaluator is open to anyone who walks into a branch, calls a toll-free number, or logs on to the company's website. In contrast, Charles Schwab's retirement planning consultation is available only to clients. Other services are reserved for participants in 401k programs. Watching Your Wallet, sponsored by GEICO. They've been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. See how much you could save online at geico.com.
Oops. Okay. Bye, Jennifer. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Mostly sunny, a high of 96 today. 96. Winds will be down, though. We have calm winds today. It's kind of different. Well, yesterday they weren't so high. So, anyhow, 71 for a low temperature tonight, and then right about near 100 all the way through the first part of the weekend. Sunday, we get a little break, a high of only 92 and a 20% chance of showers. Right now, humidity is 94%. The winds are calm, kind of overcast out there, and it's 75.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about reward checking or reward tunes checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Cell phones have disrupted our lives. That's bad in some ways, but good in other ways. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Ever since cell phones became available, people have complained they are a big distraction.
Well, I think most people have that visceral experience where they're talking to somebody and a text comes in and they say, I got to take this.
Jason Oler, author of the book Digital Community, Digital Citizen.
But the reality is that the distracting devices that encourage and facilitate this allow us to manage our many lives at the same time, so it's a real trade-off. Technology always connects and disconnects, and this is a great example of it.
But for many people, it's just plain annoying when someone you're with ignores you to text or talk on the phone.
People feel like you're rude if you stop and say, I need to take this right now. And yet I'm sensing a shift in that, actually. It's becoming rude if you don't allow people to go ahead and take that call because it's pretty much expected at this point. I think it's real easy to hate being distracted until it's the distraction that is really important to you, and then you're glad someone distracted you.
So what are we giving up to have this cell phone technology in our lives?
Well, I think you're giving up that intimacy and commitment to the moment that we used to have, for whatever value you might attach to that. But we're very much in a click here, go there kind of society now, and we're constantly living with options.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 73 degrees right now. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. While a Brazos County Justice of the Peace was holding court Tuesday morning, there was a crashing noise from the vacant jury room behind the courtroom. The sound was a car crashing into the Texas Avenue side of the Brazos County Administration Building. Patricia Golson is the court coordinator for J.P. Tommy Munoz.
It was a shock, and we're just happy that no one was hurt. The car actually hit the brick on the outside and did do some structural damage that needs to be repaired, but there isn't a lot of it other than you can see the crack or the bent in the wall. So our maintenance department's already been out to assess the damage, and our risk manager, and so I'm sure they're already in the process of getting the repairs done, or they're planning on getting those repairs done, so there shouldn't be any problem.
The car that struck the building was hit at 28th and Texas by a vehicle whose driver was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. Bryan police say neither driver was injured. A College Station man was arrested after his neighbor found the man's video camera pointed at her from outside while she was taking a shower. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway was arrested for improper video recording. Calloway and the 22-year-old victim live at Gateway Villas. Officer Rhonda Seaton says Calloway also took still photos of women at the condo community pool, but that is not a crime.
They're in a public place dressed like that, and when you're in a public place, you don't really have any expectation of privacy. You know, you could be on a beach and in your swimsuit, and someone could be taking pictures, and, you know, there wouldn't be anything illegal about that because you're in public in a swimsuit or however you're dressed. It's a little bit different whenever someone is recording pictures of you from a window when you're in your bathroom or inside your residence where you do have an expectation of privacy.
Calloway told officers he stood on his central air conditioning unit located next to a privacy fence and shot video of the woman taking a shower. Low-flying aircraft will be in the skies over Brazos and Burleson counties the rest of this week. BTU has hired a third-party contractor to inspect electric poles and lines. The airplane and helicopter will be at altitudes between 300 and 1,500 feet. They'll also be on the lookout for vegetation inside BTU rights of way. The state's grid operator says it has plenty of power to get us through the hot Texas summer.
Dottie Rourke with ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, tells me they've got more juice in the tank this year than last, and she doesn't think we'll be dealing with rolling blackouts.
We've only had to do them a couple of times in the past 20 years or so, and February was most recent, and before that it was in 2006. It's very rare that we have to do that. That's the last stage of our emergency procedures.
She says we look good through 2013. Beyond that, the grid starts dropping. Rourke says they've got some new power this year. There are three new gas units, and a biomass unit in East Texas will be available as well. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The city of College Station has announced the hiring of a new assistant city manager. Former College Station employee Frank Simpson will take over for David Neely, who was promoted in February to city manager. Simpson worked in various positions for College Station between 1986 and 1993 and returns July 5th after 7 years as the city manager in Missouri City. Simpson also held management positions in Webster, Center, and Lamarck. Simpson was chosen from a field of 174 applicants. That field included two internal candidates. City staff conducted the search. And a week and a half ago, four children in Bryan had their world turned inside out when their parents were arrested, their home was condemned, and their pets were seized. Bryan PD's John Agnew says a fellow officer tried to return a sense of normalcy for the kids when he coordinated the return of their chihuahua.
The officer collected the money from everyone to get dog dishes, dog leash, a kennel, even money left over to take the dog to the vet if need be. And to take that dog to the kids and see their reaction was a wonderful deal. The 13-year-old who was sad to see it go originally was just super excited to see that dog back. So special thanks to Officer Schuler for getting that rolling and just having a heart and taking that extra step, you know, things you just don't hear about every day from law enforcement.
The kids ages 9 to 16 are together with one foster family. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 73 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Number one, it's a position you have to earn. St. Joseph knows. After being assessed side by side with every hospital in the nation by HealthGrades, St. Joseph has been awarded the number one ranking in Texas for orthopedic surgery. For St. Joseph, it means never resting to be the best. For you, it means you could go anywhere in Texas and not find a higher-ranked orthopedic surgery hospital. Close to home, number one ranking. That's the St. Joseph difference.
Norma G Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Norma G Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35 horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates, all for only $16,649. Our payments of only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX5100 52 horsepower tractor with the Kubota front end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Norma G Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, 3-year warranties, and much more. NormaGTractor.com for additional savings. Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. Nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Howdy, this is State Farm Agent Brenda Keith, serving the Brazos Valley for over 28 years. We live in a rapidly changing world, but some things never change. My staff and I are always prepared to help you and our policyholders during difficult times of loss and tragedy. We are your friends and neighbors. Thank you for voting us Best Insurance Agent in the Brazos Valley for the past 6 years. Call us today to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your current insurance needs at 260-9734 or email me at brendakeith.com.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's 6:37. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
There's quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity over parts of Mexico and also over western and central Texas. And a lot of that cloudiness is blowing off. Right now, it's west of the region. We'll keep a watch on it. We'll go for sunshine today, a high of 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75, and then sunny weather for Friday, highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggies getting ready to host the College Station Regional on starting on Friday. The NCAA tournament baseball will start actually tomorrow and other regionals. We'll talk about that. Coach Billy Kennedy has hired an associate head coach, and the Rockets have a new head coach who you've heard of. Yeah, Kevin McHale is coming to Houston.
Oh, I thought it was Clyde Drexler again.
We got that and more coming up in sports.
Dang.
Drexler was the Houston Cougars, wasn't he?
Yeah. Keem Olajuwon, maybe? Had him, yeah.
No, Kevin McHale. Who, yeah. I was a big McHale fan when he played for the Celtics.
Yeah. See how he does.
We'll see how he does.
Yeah. Okay, let me say a programming note. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about 30 minutes, a little earlier than usual, but he's got committee stuff he has to do up in D.C. So after Chase's news at 7 o'clock, we'll talk to him. In the meantime, there's a new word. There's a new buzzword in D.C. We're always wanting to know the new buzzwords. It's calamitous. Calamitous. Remember, he was the fourth emperor of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Calamitous.
Ah.
No, actually, what it is this is the new phrase. What's going to happen if we don't raise the national debt ceiling? It's going to be calamitous.
Right, because incurring more debt will not be calamitous.
No, not at all. And understand now. That the Republicans brought that to the floor of the House last night and then defeated it. And, of course, the Democrats are pointing fingers and jumping up and down and going, ooh, 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 you were posturing, as if that were something new and different. So, and they waited until after the markets were closed, which was probably a good idea.
I thought you said laughter. Yeah, you said till after. Okay,
till after. Yeah.
I didn't hear much laughter going
on. No, there wasn't. Right, yeah. Anyway, so that's fine. The GOP leadership is going to meet with the president today to discuss the debt and the cuts. And the deadline, of course, is August 2nd. And Timothy Geithner has told us that that's when we run out of cash. And, of course, U.S. America, as we know it, will go away. You know that, of course. So, but in the meantime, what's interesting is we're kind of on this either-or deal with the two houses because the House is meeting this week, but the Senate is not. And between now and the deadline in August, I think there are only 4 weeks or so when both houses are in session simultaneously. So it does make it a little tough to get everybody on the same page. Sarah Palin ate pizza.
Well.
With Donald Trump.
Oh, that's
last night.
Just,
so there.
Wonder who bought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You think Donald went ahead and did that?
Yeah. Your money's no good here.
Donald's just that way. He might make her pay. They might have gone Dutch. Who knows?
That's true.
No telling. But
how'd the Dutch get stuck with that?
Well, you know, I've asked Jackie that often. And actually, I mean, if you want to think about it, what is good about the Dutch? See, when it comes to those phrases, say, oh, we're going to go Dutch means it's split.
Or you're in Dutch.
Yeah, you're in Dutch. That's a problem.
Right.
A door that's not a full door, you know, that opens. That's a Dutch door. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how that works. But, yeah, they got hung with some stuff there.
Hmm.
Anyway, in a move that will probably fuel a little bit of interest, Donald Trump supposed to speak at a Republican dinner next month in New York. He canceled that appearance because he's dropped out of the run for the White House.
Yeah.
They found a boy from a little town in Texas to come up and speak to him.
Paint Creek?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. That'll,
gee, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. It'll mean that he'll be out of the Capitol for a day, which might be good. He's got those strings going now, doesn't he? My goodness sakes alive. They got the special session started. I don't know if you noticed this. Special session got started yesterday. The House was in session for 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Really?
And the Senate pretty much pushed their workload toward the end of the week. So we'll see. Senate's taking their day off today, and then they'll launch into it full bore on Thursday morning with committee meetings. See how...
Because after all, procrastination always solves things well.
Yes, it does. Of course, the governor has called this special session, and it's interesting. It's kind of like stacking Oreos. I mean, he's putting one thing on top of another. It's just kind of a chain of stuff that needs to be taken care of, just one thing after another. He got 30 days on this session. Now, they need to redraw the congressional districts, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But the other thing they have to do is the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association has to be taken care of. And, of course, Tom's already told us that's got to be a top priority as far as he's concerned.
Well, yeah, sure.
We do have that kind of school finance deal that probably needs to get done. And it is rather interesting because the budgets do need to be set during this summer. And so, you know, the sooner they could possibly give the leadership of the schools an opportunity to know what's going to happen, not only this year but next year, that would be important. Yeah. We got that. Mm-hmm.
As soon as they take care of my property on the coast, they get to that school.
So. Okay, that's it, yeah. Of course, we got that little health care measure that's got, I don't know, maybe a $3 billion hole in it, but let's not worry about that. So that turns to the congressional district. They're redistricting now. And, of course, this is just the first map that's been rolled out.
That's good.
Basically, it's very interesting how they can come up with these maps, and you know that everything's on the up and up. You know that there's no politics behind this at all. For our part, the 17th Congressional District is going to be probably more compact. It's going to be squished down a little bit because, if you'll recall, this went all the way up to nearly Fort Worth. Well, that top part's been lopped off, but somehow, some way, Bill Flores is going to be in a district that will include part of Travis County, northeastern Travis County. In fact, Travis County could basically be in five U.S. congressional districts.
But the Democrats are real happy about that.
Well, there's one guy named Lloyd Doggett who really is not happy. And it's interesting because, I mean, this is something that Chet Edwards had to contend with. They tried to move things around. Well, actually, it goes back to Phil Graham. You know, they split his district up when he was in Congress. When he's in the Senate. But just to kind of, here's at you, they took his old congressional district and kind of splintered it. It just depends on who's in charge. Well, Lloyd is... I don't know. I mean, you can't all be Republicans. I mean, we have to have some Democrats in the delegation, I think. Right now there's 23 Republicans and 9 Democrats. But Lloyd is kind of liberal, kind of been a thorn in the side of the Republican leadership in Texas. So they just decided they'd fracture his area up into 5 different districts. And it's going to make it a bit of a challenge for him. So he's got a little bit of that. Mike McCall, who's from Austin, his will go all the way over to the Houston area. But they've redrawn it, and we'll ask Bill Flores about that today, is what he thinks about it. But basically, just on the first look, it's a more compact, 17th district will be a more compact district. Again, hasn't been approved. This is just the first map that's rolled out. And yesterday, Rick Perry vetoed, I don't know if you know him, he's the governor, vetoed legislation aimed at tightening down the state's rules on when online retailers must collect sales tax on Texas transactions. You'll recall this stems back from when Susan Combs tried to go get about $270 million from Amazon for uncollected taxes on Internet sales. They have a facility up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And the governor really didn't like that very much, and so he's saying, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to try to collect that, which I'm sorry about, because I think we're missing an opportunity right there. But anyhow, he vetoed that legislation yesterday. And I mention that to tell you that California is one step closer to becoming the next state to collect sales tax on items purchased from online retailers. A bill mandating that tax collection passed the state assembly there yesterday now heads to the state Senate. If the bill is eventually signed, supporters say it could bring in over $1 billion a year in additional tax revenue. Texas, of course, doesn't need any additional tax revenue. That $1 billion would not come in handy at all. But anyhow, we're taking a different tack here in Texas. All right, that's it. And again, we'll talk to Bill Flores in probably 20 minutes or so.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You installed your sprinkler system to save labor. Now you need to repair it to save water. After all, here in Texas, every drop counts, especially if you're in one of the areas that's having severe drought. Let's talk about your annual sprinkler tune-up right after this important message. This is a message for Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. How many products does it take to protect more than 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from insects? It takes one. Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced is formulated for use on more than 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable crops. This product offers season-long protection without spraying. It kills insects and prevents new infestations. Its rainproof protection won't wash off. One container of the product will treat 640 square feet of vegetables or up to 9 fruit trees with a canopy width of 10 feet. No spraying, just mix it and pour. See the label for plant-specific restrictions for pre-harvest intervals. If no pre-harvest interval is listed, then Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control Concentrate can be applied up to and including the day of harvest. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Going into the summer is the perfect time for what professionals call an irrigation audit. Amateurs call it fixing the sprinklers. Either way, it's the tweaking and tuning we give to our sprinkler systems, and we need to go through the paces at least a couple of times every year. Will you be able to do part or all of this work yourself? Well, probably so. At least the initial checking is a simple task, and you'll be amazed at how many adjustments you'll need to make and how many you can make. Start this way when you check your system. Run the irrigation controller through its full cycle so you can check each head station by station. You may have a setting that allows each station to run for a couple of minutes, or you may need to ask a family member to move it forward manually. As each station runs, look at every one of the heads. Some will be especially clogged. Those won't be delivering a uniform spray pattern of water. Others will be broken or missing entirely. It's not uncommon to find heads on which rodents, especially squirrels, have gnawed repeatedly. You'll also find lots of heads whose sprays have become blocked by the current season's new growth. Use wire flags from the hardware store or the home center to mark all of those heads that are in need of repair. You'll make the actual repairs after the system has run through the entire cycle. Once you've finished marking one station, have your inside assistant advance the clock to the next station. As a side note, in the process of running the timer through all of its stations, make a list of which part of your landscape and lawn each station serves, the azalea bed, the front lawn, whatever. Even if you have an old set of the installation drawings, things do change. Clogged heads are the most common problems you'll find in most audits. Instead of a uniform pattern of fine droplets, the spray will be broken up by gaps and large drops. This should be simple. Most sprinkler heads consist of three parts. The base screws onto the riser, the molded head screws onto it, and a screen or filter inserts within the head. With the station turned off, remove the base and unscrew the top. Remove the filter, rinse it in a bucket of water, reassemble the unit, put it back on its riser. Make sure it's aligned properly, and you're good to go. If a head's blocked by new growth, either trim away the offending grass or twigs or put a short extender or nipple in place to elevate the head by 1 to 6 inches. If you see a glistening wet spot around one of your heads days after the system's run, you probably have a valve that is stuck open. That may be a little harder to track, and that may be where you want to hire a pro. I'm Neil Sperry. Crepe myrtles through history in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Do you by chance happen to be hungry? Well, what if you could have an oven crisp pizza bubbling with provolone, parmesan, gouda, and pesto? Or a salad fresh tossed and layered with grilled sirloin, gorgonzola, and pecans? Or a toasted tasty sandwich of grilled chicken, applewood bacon, and tangy white barbecue sauce? Hungry now? Sorry to do that to you. But luckily there's Nukes Express Cafe, a place that can satisfy such incredible cravings. So go to your nearby Nukes now.
On University Drive behind Texas Roadhouse, 268. 3300.
Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a first look at sports at 6:53. Brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. The Yankee baseball team is in workouts getting ready for the postseason that starts on Friday at Olson Field when they host Wright State, Arizona, and Seton Hall in the College Station Regional. Earlier this week, our friends Gabe Bach and Scott Clendenin visited with Aggie pitcher Michael Wacha about the disappointment of not being selected as a top 8 seed in the NCAA tournament, but the drive that that'll give them to win.
Here watching the selection show and you realized you weren't going to get a national seed.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of unfortunate. I mean, we played as good as we could have, and I thought we were well deserving of getting a national seed, but I mean, I guess it just turned out that we didn't get it.
Does that kind of give you a little more fuel, though, to go ahead and just take care of business this week?
Yeah, it definitely gives us a lot more motivation to, having people say that we didn't deserve it and going out there and proving that we actually did deserve it.
I'm glad to see that you're not matched up with the TCUs and Rices of the world, that, you know, this is a couple years in a row that, you know, you have an opportunity to go play different teams than you would see normally. When year after year, it seemed like these four Texas teams would all be matched against each other.
Yeah, exactly. I think Florida State would be a good fit and give us a chance to go out there and get a couple wins out there at Florida State. And, I mean, first off, we have to win our regional here. But I think Florida State's a good matchup for us.
Yeah, first things first, Arizona versus Seton Hall opens the double elimination regional Friday at 12:35. Then A&M meets Wright State, the Raiders, at 6:35. Then there are games at the same time Saturday and Sunday. If they need a seventh game, it'll be Monday night at 6:35. Of course, you'll hear all the Aggie games right here on 1620. But do you want some baseball earlier, like tonight? Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers get their earliest start ever when they open a 60-game schedule at home against the North Texas Copperheads at 7:05. We'll carry the game on 11:50 a.m., the opener tonight. The Bombers and the Copperheads will play at Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark again tomorrow night before hitting the road to Alexandria, Louisiana this weekend. Former Texas A&M defensive coordinator Carl Torbush has retired from the same position at Kansas as he deals with the diagnosis of prostate cancer. Torbush said that he had low-grade prostate cancer and plans to have surgery soon and expects a full recovery. Torbush was to start his second season working for Turner Gill in Lawrence. Gill named Vic Sheely and Buddy Wyatt, another former A&M assistant, as co-defensive coordinators. Aggie baseball coach Billy Kennedy has hired Glenn Cyprian as associate head coach. Cyprian spent the last two seasons at Memphis. He also assisted at Kentucky, Arkansas, New Mexico State, UNLV, and Oklahoma State. The first round of stroke play at the NCAA Golf Championships went well for the Aggies. They led the pack for much of the afternoon yesterday at Carston Creek in Stillwater. Finished the day in fourth place, six shots behind leader Georgia Tech. A&M was led by Cameron Peck's 4-under par 68 that paced the Aggies' team score of 1 over 289. Now, this was just the first of three rounds of stroke play that will put eight of the 30 teams in an eight-team bracket that will play 3 days of match play that'll end on Sunday. Number one seed, top-ranked Oklahoma State, the host team, shot 4 over 292 there in eighth place. Well, the Miami Heat held home court advantage with a 92-84 win over the Dallas Mavericks in Game 1 of the NBA Finals last night. LeBron James scored 24, Dwayne Wade 22 in the win. Dallas was led by Dirk Nowitzki's 27 points. Game two is tomorrow in Miami, and then it shifts to Dallas for game three starting on Sunday. Kevin McHale has agreed to become the next coach of the Houston Rockets. It was confirmed. He confirmed it, as a matter of fact, on the NBA's pregame show before the championship game last night. According to NBA.com, McHale will sign a three-year contract with an option for a fourth year. The former Boston Celtics star expected to be introduced as the coach on Friday in Houston. Formerly, he was the Minnesota Timberwolves general manager. Houston has missed the playoffs the last 2 years as they've dealt with injuries to their all-star center, Yao Ming. And the Rangers lost to Tampa Bay yesterday 5-4, but the Astros won over the Cubs in Chicago. That's two in a row, 7-3 final. That's your look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson Toyota at 658. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a reason that Prosperity Bank has been voted the best bank in the Brazos Valley for 2 years running. The real bankers at Prosperity, no banking and no business. Texas-based, Texas strong. Prosperity is committed to helping Texas business owners take advantage of opportunities for growth and is making loans right now. Thanks for voting Prosperity Bank the best of the Brazos Valley for 2009-2010. We would appreciate your vote this year. Voting begins June 1st. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, prosperitybanktx.com.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Indy Glass Company is the glass company in the area that can meet all of your auto, residential, and commercial glass needs. From windshield repair or replacement to shower enclosures, mirrors, broken windows, and new commercial construction, Indy Glass is the glass company to call today. Indy Glass will file insurance claims and has free mobile service. Indy Glass Company, 3900 South Texas Avenue at the Rock Prairie Road exit in College Station. Call 695-8676.
Hey, Brazosville. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. She landed while most of us slept. Endeavor back home after
122 million miles flown during 25 challenging space flights.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at Kennedy Space Center.
Dave, Endeavor's landing in the dead of night went flawlessly, and NASA's managers like Mike Moses planned to mark the exact location on the runway where Endeavor's wheels came to a stop for the last time.
Now that we're winding up, we're having some folks take a look at what we can do to kind of just document here things were type of stuff. It's a sad thing to do.
Now, they did it for Discovery on her last mission. There is just one mission left now. Atlantis will fly in July, Dave.
Evan, it's another deadly day in Yemen. Troops battling tribal fighters. AP reports at least 40 people have been killed. In the anti-government uprising in Syria, a human rights activist claims security forces have killed 8 more people. NATO sending a message to the Libyans.
We stand united to make sure that you can shape your own future. And that day is getting closer.
NATO leader Anders Fogh Rasmussen extending NATO's mission, attacking Gaddafi's forces 90 more days. A bill fails at the House on purpose. Republicans line up against raising U.S. debt limit without big strings attached. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Texas Republican Kevin Brady says the debt limit vote sends a clear message.
We are not going to grant the president an unconditional increase in how much America can borrow.
A very bad message, according to Vermont Democrat Peter Welch.
We are playing Russian roulette with a loaded gun in the American economy.
The vote clearing the way for talks on tying a final debt ceiling bill to spending cuts. Exactly how much to cut and from where? Subject of a morning meeting at the White House between the president and House Republicans, Dave.
Rich, the Heat take game one of the NBA Finals.
It feels good. We play well as a team.
LeBron James and Miami beat the Dallas Mavericks 92-84. Game two's tomorrow. Hockey Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. Boston at Vancouver.
Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Hi, this is Michael Garfield, the high-tech Texan. I know a lot about the web, and if you don't, it doesn't matter. If you're ready to launch your new website or blog, you need to get HostWink.com. I want you to look for a new website, your new address. It's an inexpensive website hosting package from HostWink.com, starting at only $3.95 a month. Unlimited emails, unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth. HostWink.com. Order now and get 1 month free. Enter the promo code Aggie at checkout. Again, 1 month free. Promo code is Aggie.
Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. It was several years ago that I needed a new roof. Yeah, there'd been a hailstorm in College Station, and I'd never gotten a new roof before. Had no idea who to call, what to do, how much was this going to cost me. Boy, this was going to be a hassle. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. Boy, they did everything. Not just put on a new roof, which they did in about a day and a half, completely professionally, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and just watch that. But before they ever came out, David sat down with me. He told me about the different grades of roofs that I could get, the different warranties that came with each one. And then he told me to the penny exactly how much insurance would pay, how much would be left for me to pay. So it was no ordeal, no hassle, no questions. Just brought me a whole lot of satisfaction and peace of mind, and you can get it too. So why don't you call Schulte Roofing right now, 1-800-4-ROOF, or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte. The
Your newest neighbors are old friends. The Bank and Trust proudly announces the opening of its newest banking center located at the intersection of Texas Avenue and Villa Maria in Bryne. We're glad to be back in the neighborhood serving our customers from our beautiful new facility. Come in, say hello, and let our friendly staff open your account today. We promise to give you the same personal service from friends you know and trust. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. WTAW News Time, 706, 73 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Anxious moments Tuesday morning for some inside the Brazos County Administration Building. One of two vehicles in a crash at 28th and Texas crashed into the jury room of Justice of the Peace Tommy Munoz. Court coordinator Patricia Golson heard the racket.
We just heard a loud, loud crash, and we thought initially that someone had fallen and knocked something over, so I immediately went to the courtroom to make sure everything was okay there, and then determined that it had come from the jury room, which is the part of the building that faces Texas Avenue, and there was a car in the window that had obviously come in and crashed into the building, and fortunately did not come all the way into the building, but did do some damage.
The jury room was vacant at the time. Goldson says the room, while damaged, has been cleaned up and is ready for use. Bryan police say the driver on 28th Street was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. The eastbound vehicle was struck by a northbound car, which hit the building. A male resident of a College Station condo community is accused of shooting video and still pictures of female residents. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway was arrested Monday after being caught by a neighbor at Gateway Villas. Officer Rhonda Seaton says a 22-year-old woman told police she was taking a shower when she saw a camera outside her bathroom window.
After speaking with her, made contact with a gentleman in the parking lot who ended up being our suspect who we arrested. Then during further conversations that he had with our officers, he did admit to climbing on the AC unit in his backyard area of his condo because he lived next door, and made a recording of the victim through her bathroom window without her knowledge.
Police also found Calloway's laptop containing pictures he says he took of women at the Gateway Villas pool from his roommate's window. Seaton says it's not a crime to take pictures in a public area because there is no expectation of privacy. State lawmakers want to know how soon bills will be ready for a vote. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate has filed almost all of the school finance, Medicaid reform, health care funding, and fiscal matters bills already, and it looks like it will take the lead in passing those bills first. House Speaker Joe Strauss says everything's still being coordinated.
We're working with the Senate to coordinate which body will be working on which bills first, and no final determinations have been made.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the Senate will hold committee hearings on Thursday and might work through the weekend to get these bills passed over to the House. Meantime, the House may take a long weekend off. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You may notice low-flying aircraft in the area for the rest of this week. Chances are it's a third-party contractor from BTU buzzing overhead in a helicopter or plane. Aerial inspections of BTU's high-voltage electric lines will be done through Saturday in Brazos and Burleson counties. Flying at altitudes of 300 to 1,500 feet, those inside the aircraft will also note any vegetation in the BTU right-of-way. A former College Station City employee is returning. Frank Simpson, who began his government career 25 years ago as a public utilities worker, has been hired as assistant city manager. The position has been vacant since February when David Neely was promoted. Simpson's first day is July 5th. The 47-year-old returns to College Station from Missouri City, where he's been city manager since 2004. There's some normalcy for a group of local children following the trauma of being placed in foster care. Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says about a week and a half ago, the kids' parents were arrested, their home was condemned, and their dogs were seized. And a Bryan Police Officer led the effort to reunite a Chihuahua with the four kids.
And this one kid was heartbroken to see it go to what she thought was doggy jail, which would be the animal shelter. But we tried to explain to him, no, it's just a hotel, a temporary hotel for where they're going. Well, one officer went above and beyond to get that dog out of the animal shelter, take it to the vet, get it, you know, healthy again, get it shots, get it legal, and get with the CPS and the family that took all the kids and bring that dog to the children.
The four children, ages 9 to 16, are together staying with one foster family. The officer worked with Animal Control, the Animal Shelter, and Child Protective Services to get the dog back to the kids. WTAW News Time, 710, 74 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up about 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zwirneman Flooring. By now, you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zwirneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zwirneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zwirneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
Going to get yourself breakfast on the way to work today? Let me suggest Shorty's Shack Cafe on Boonville Road, or maybe you're looking for lunch today or dinner tonight. Same answer. You can call ahead for takeout at 703-4467. I'll give you the number again in just a minute. But they have lunch specials every day, and they have dinner specials as well. It's Wednesday, so today it's beef tips and rice or King Ranch casserole. And I want to mention the casserole because this is maybe where you've known Shorty's for years. They've done great casseroles, and they'll make those casseroles for you. You give them a day in advance, they'll give you a big casserole that you can take home, stick in the oven. It is home-cooked food. And it's great, and it's easy on you. Also, they've got sandwich specials. Again, something different every day. Today, it's a roast beef hoagie. They do chicken salad tomorrow, and then Friday, it's fish on a bun. But you may know Shorty's because you could have gone to an event that was catered by them. That's kind of how they got started years ago, and they've got a storefront now, so they have a place where you can actually go in and sit down and eat this great food. And also, they've got a really wonderful breakfast, so think about that if you've got time today or maybe on the weekend. Now, on the weekends, by the way, they do burgers and breakfast only. So stop in and see them. They're at 4248 Boonville. And if you don't know where that is, that's right near the Copperfield subdivision. It's a Shorty's, and again, the number to call ahead, 703-4467. They can have the food ready when you get there.
Do you need an office close to campus in the new Health Science Center? The Suites at Aggieland Business Park is the area's newest and greenest executive office park. The Suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. Your new suite includes administrative support, digital security, and access to a full kitchen and bath. Move in today or let Jim Jett customize your workspace to your exact specifications. Call Jim at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Now is the time to get your pets up to date with vaccinations and a checkup. Choose Love and Care Animal Clinic, offering quality veterinary medicine at affordable prices. Your pet is a part of your family, so you need to make sure they receive the best medical care possible. Your pet needs comprehensive medical and preventive care at state-of-the-art facilities. Your pet deserves Love and Care Animal Clinic, keeping your pets happy, healthy, and pampered. Call Love and Care at 846-8716 to book your next appointment.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 713. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com.
There's quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity over parts of Mexico and also over western and central Texas. And a lot of that cloudiness is blowing off. Right now, it's west of the region. We'll keep a watch on it. We'll go for sunshine today, a high of 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75, and then sunny weather for Friday, highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Rockets have a new basketball coach, and the Aggies have a new associate head basketball coach. We'll talk about that. Get you ready for Aggie baseball in the NCAAs, and we'll talk about the Heat beating the Mavericks last night in NBA Game 1. That and more coming up in sports.
Were they playing over there in Miami?
Yes, they were.
All right,
they'll
okay.
play
All
again
right.
tomorrow in Miami.
All right, we'll see.
Then they'll come to Dallas.
Wait till they get here to Dallas. Yeah then we'll rough them up.
Yeah. Yeah,
Will, because you know Scott's been a Mavericks fan.
I have
oh, that's
been
right.
So with the Mavericks,
he goes all the way back to the Don Carter days.
Yeah, we call him Mr. NBA around
yeah.
here.
Mr. Maverick.
I
no
am
left.
On. Hey, I'm just telling you. Tonight the Stanley Cup is on. Stanley Cup playoffs start.
Yeah,
just want to let you know.
Yeah, okay. Like you're going to be watching it.
I don't know. I kind of.
What's it on? Like the Speed Channel or something? I mean,
no,
because
no, it's on NBC.
Oh, NBC.
Oh,
NBC.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of digging a little hockey.
I know, but you know you say that, but how much do you really watch? Really?
Oh well, no, I don't. Yeah. Well, it's more fun to watch in person, without a doubt. But anyhow, by the way, Tom, you might want to watch this tonight.
Might.
It's 9 o'clock tonight on the Travel Channel. Mm-hmm. It's the season premiere. They're going to do an entire season to this.
mm-hmm.
Sandmasters.
Oh. Sand sculptors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's called Sandmasters.
Well, yeah, but it's about sand sculpting, right?
This mm-hmm. this new series follows, mm-hmm. Chase, I know you're excited, too,
mm-hmm.
two of the world's most in-demand sand carvers.
Oh, man.
The most in-demand.
Yeah. I'm probably going to know them.
Okay.
Or, you know, because I bet they come to PA for Sandfest every April.
And their team, as mm-hmm. they travel the world.
Yeah.
And attempt to deliver on their demanding clients' outrageous requests.
Hey, you scoff.
I didn't scoff. I just said,
well, you talked in a scoffing mode. Yes. Sort of a scoffing. Chase, was he scoffing a little?
Sarcastic,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe. No. But Sandfest down at PA is a big deal. I mean, there's
did
like,
I ever say anything about Sandfest?
I mean, there's like 50,000 people there watching these people.
Sure.
And it's incredible what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, this ain't like a little 2-foot sandcastle. These things are like 12, 15 feet high.
Yeah, well, we've all seen pictures. So anyway, so that's going to be on, and it's a series. So, you know, you might want to get your DVR, and you can set it up. A few button pushes, and you're there.
Yeah.
So you can
thank you for telling me, because I will. As soon as I get home, I'll DVR it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take all that space that Oprah used to have and put that on your DVR.
That's right.
Okay, so now...
Busted.
Yeah. I'm noticing I happen to be home standing in front of a television at 5:30.
Was it on?
I turned it on to kind of see, you know, what the national news was leading with. And all three of them led with this story yesterday about cell phones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was watching early show this morning, and they were talking more about it.
Hey, what time? I mean,
at 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they were leading with it still this morning. That we're all going to die.
Well, I mean, there are quite a few people who use cell phones. I don't know if you've noticed, John.
Yeah.
A respected international panel of experts now say that cell phones are possible cancer-causing agents, putting them in the same category with the pesticide DDT, gasoline, and engine exhausts, and, says here, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Chase, you're in trouble, buddy.
Yeah.
You need to start using some DDT, and then you'll have the... you've already got the trifecta, because you got the gasoline.
Made myself
engine.
In some Agent Orange. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, but the thing is, I'm not going to believe it until it comes from a disrespected panel of international experts.
Oh, you don't want the respected one?
No.
You want a bunch of people who nobody's heard of.
Exactly. Yeah. I want a disrespected panel.
Classification was issued Tuesday in France by the International Agency for Research on Cancer after a review of dozens of studies. The agency is an arm of the World Health Organization. That's part of the, you know, big deal. That's, what is that, UN? Are they part of that? Anyway, classifying agents as possible carcinogenics doesn't mean they automatically cause cancer. And some experts said the ruling shouldn't change people's cell phone habits. Well, you know. So the question is, should you be concerned? And they talked to a guy named Donald Berry, who's a professor of biostatistics at MD Anderson in Houston. He said, anything is a possible carcinogen. This is not something I worry about, and it will not be in any way, it will not in any way change how I use my cell phone. But, I mean, that's a personal decision, right? So are you going to get one of those things that you plug in your ear? Because I tried one of those, and it just annoyed the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I didn't. One of those Bluetooth things?
Well, yeah.
You know what works better? I mean, what works better for me on my previous phone and my current phone device, better than my one trial with a Bluetooth ever did, and that's just the speakerphone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The speakerphone function actually works better on these phones than it does on, you know, these high-dollar office phones that we have here.
Well, and I want you to go ahead and take that with you to the movie theater. And go ahead and activate the speakerphone.
Well, you're not supposed to be talking on the cell phone there.
I'm talking about when I'm in my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Jerk. Right.
Yeah. But what if you're in a restaurant and somebody decides they want to use the speakerphone feature?
Well, did you listen to something you should know this morning?
No, I did not hear
it. It was about this very thing, about responding to a text or taking a call engaged with another person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether or not it's rude or whether or not it's rude not to respond to that text or take that call.
Oh, I've got to take this call. Mm-hmm. Really? Do you? Or I've got to take this, whatever.
But you know what it boils down to? I mean, if you want to feel like that you are captivating that person's attention.
Certainly.
Which, if you think about it, okay, is it common courtesy, perhaps? And I'm not saying that it's not, that it's a degree of common courtesy, but it's also just the basic selfishness that we all have.
Yes, being self-centered.
Because you're bypassing time with me to accept that call.
And, of course, what happens is, to a certain group of people, as soon as you take that call, they'll get their phone out.
Sure.
So that they could check their messages or tell somebody, hello.
So if you were driving down the road, drinking a cup of coffee in your gas-powered automobile, then you might just...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that... Well, but you got to be eating a famous bowl, too. Hello. Yeah.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, you know, your cell phone never rings unless you've got both hands full or...
deeply engrossed in conversation.
Yep, that's right. And if you're driving,
usually
down
it's
the
both
road,
for yeah. me while I'm eating the double slam burger driving yeah. down the road at 70 yeah. miles an hour with someone else.
And you're taking the famous bowl home with you to eat later.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or you could
for
have,
a snack.
Or you could just have the box of pizza open on the passenger seat. just
yeah.
doing that.
I get home, Jamie pries me out and rolls me into
yeah.
the house.
So, I mean, it's just out there. So there it is. I mean, take it for whatever it's worth. Hey, how are you?
If I'm having a conversation with somebody and they pull out their cell phone and answer it, I walk away.
Yeah,
I got no time for that.
I hear you. Yeah. More and more, I don't. If I go into a meeting or something, I don't take my cell phone with me.
But based on what that caller just said, then how important was that conversation to you to begin with?
Well, but I think what he's doing...
Because
is
that the person taking that call is so unbelievably rude. This is the same reason road rage is out there. It's because someone cut you off in traffic, and so you take such great offense to that as if that person got out of bed this morning and said, at 7:22 on Wednesday morning, I am going to find a total stranger and cut them off in traffic.
It might be a better way, and I hear what you're saying. It's talk rage, but I also see what the caller's saying. Would it be better if you said, do you mind if I take
sure.
this call? I mean, if you do it that way, then that person will, I think, most of the time give you permission. Hello?
You know, you're talking about this. Wait, can I take this call?
I heard what he did there.
Yeah. Hello?
A little levity.
Yeah, the cell phones were the missing element in Idiocracy, I think.
Idiocracy.
Oh, that's the movie I had to turn off because it hit too close to home.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, if that caller feels it's so important to take a call that he knows nothing about, then our conversation is over.
All right, well, I understand, but quite often you have
caller ID. Caller
ID
tells you, gives you at least an indication of what the call might
help
be about.
You a little bit. Hello?
To me, it's no different than going to a local business and standing there face-to-face with the clerk, and they pick up the phone and answer it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's just wrong. You've waited in line for that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
there's a difference there, okay? You're talking about giving someone money as opposed to personal interaction. And again, it's I mean, who's more selfish at that point? Are you more selfish for taking the call, or am I more selfish because I got my feelings hurt because you took the call?
Of course, again, I don't know what the circumstance is. It depends on whether you're talking retail or you're talking food, where there's only one person who...
No. I'm excluding the business angle. No,
okay.
That's unacceptable in any circumstance.
Okay, all right. So you're just saying...
I'm talking about from a personal standpoint. What is the depth of our relationship if I'm going to get my feelings hurt so bad that I'm going to walk away from a conversation with you?
I think it also depends on what the conversation is. Where are you? What are you talking about? If it is something that does need to be continued, and
my whole point is really just points to both sides. Mm-hmm. We probably need to quit taking ourselves quite so seriously.
Well.
Just think about that for a second.
I don't have time to listen to this, Chase.
That's right.
Hello?
Can your phone not take a message for you? Is that the problem?
Yeah. Will that text message go away forever? Does voicemail not work? Yeah. Understand. Hello?
Why not just let's play like we don't have cell phones and we have to wait till we get home to take?
Oh, you're so, now come on, ma'am. That's so 1970s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so us.
Don't you realize our world never worked before cell phones?
That's right.
We never got anything accomplished before cell phones?
Yeah, or the internet. None of us lived.
Yeah, that's right. We just somehow we stumbled through life, stubbing our toe on life's little problems. I mean, I appreciate that, but please remember.
Remember the days when you really did have to make a phone call while you were driving, and you went and you just pulled over to the first convenience store because they always had a payphone hanging off the wall outside,
or you tried to remember where there were
gas station had the actual payphone little square booth.
Yeah,
that was stuff. All little off to the side.
Hello.
Galatians 5:22-23 speaks of patience and perseverance.
We should all have more, that's for sure.
In today's turbulent economy, it is a rarity to find a business that remains unchanged. The one characteristic of Tom Line Plumbing that has remained unchanged is his commitment to customer service. My wife and I have been a part of the Brazos Valley for close to 25 years, and while we have the choice of many locally owned and operated businesses, we continue to use Tom for one simple reason. He has become family. Join me, Ben Welch, in voting today for Tom Lyon Plumbing in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Hey, let's check some weather. don't remember if I told you or not, but Bill Flores was supposed to be on with us. Something came up, as happens quite often in Washington, so we're going to try to reschedule Bill for later on this week. We'll remind you that in an hour, Julie Schultz, about 45 minutes, Julie Schultz, one of the new council members in City of College Station, will be joining us as well. All right, let's have a look at our weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. It'll be warm today, no wind, which will probably make it a little more uncomfortable in some ways because at least you got to cool off a little bit from the breeze blowing. 96 for a high temperature today. Winds calm to about 5 miles an hour. Tonight, 71 for our low. 97 for the high temperature on Thursday and Friday. Then on Saturday, looking at 95. And then Sunday, 20% chance of showers and not quite so warm. We'll have some clouds out there that'll maybe block out the sun every once in a while. 92 will be our high on Sunday. Right now, humidity is 94%. Winds southeast at 5. Partly cloudy skies right now and 75 degrees.
Hi, I'm Randy Lee with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. We pride ourselves on the quality of our services, our years of experience, and the variety of services that we offer. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we provide green and organic pest control services as well as precise pesticide applications. We are a local pest control company that is Aggie-owned and operated. When it comes to shielding and protecting your home against pests, call R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622. Or see us on our website at rpleepestcontrol.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
I have a couple of examples from one politician illustrating how Democrats have earned their anti-business, anti-job reputation. In his budget proposals, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray included a 6% tax on live performances at Washington, D.C. venues. The arts community, usually fans of liberal politicians, correctly argued that imposing taxes would harm business, audience numbers, and revenue would drop. The city council apparently saw the light and stripped the measure from consideration. But another proposal by Mayor Gray could potentially be more harmful. Walmart, America's number one retailer and job creator, wants to build 4 stores in the D.C. area, which obviously would create more jobs and economic activity. But Vincent Gray is holding a sword over Walmart's head. He threatened the company, warning them that if they don't build an additional store in an aging shopping center, he'll personally block them from building the other 4 stores. Mayor Gray plans to back up his words by denying Walmart the needed building permits. Now, you can call this what you want: extortion, coercion, blackmail, abuse of power. What's clear is that Vincent Gray, Democrat D.C., is governing like a thug. Typical of Democrats, he doesn't care that Walmart's obligation is to produce profits from their stores. If Walmart decides to pull out of D.C. rather than give in to Mayor Gray's gangster tactics, thousands of D.C. residents and a local economy will suffer. But liberals are liberals first, so none of that really matters.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you've never experienced Gelin with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gelin does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gelin?
I'm glad I have feet.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table, so why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 74 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, about 95 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. While a Brazos County Justice of the Peace was holding court Tuesday morning, there was a crashing noise from the vacant jury room behind the courtroom. The sound was a car crashing into the Texas Avenue side of the Brazos County Administration Building. Patricia Golson is the court coordinator for J.P. Tommy Munoz.
It was a shock, and we're just happy that no one was hurt. The car actually hit the brick on the outside and did do some structural damage that needs to be repaired, but there isn't a lot of it other than you can see the crack or the bent in the wall. So our maintenance department's already been out to assess the damage, and our risk manager, and so I'm sure they're already in the process of getting the repairs done, or they're planning on getting those repairs done, so there shouldn't be any problem.
The car that struck the building was hit at 28th and Texas by a vehicle whose driver was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. Bryan police say neither driver was injured. A College Station man was arrested after his neighbor found the man's video camera pointed at her from outside while she was taking a shower. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway was arrested for improper video recording. Calloway and the 22-year-old victim live at Gateway Villas. Officer Rhonda Seaton says Calloway also took still photos of women at the condo community pool, but that is not a crime.
They're in a public place dressed like that, and when you're in a public place, you don't really have any expectation of privacy. You know, you could be on a beach and in your swimsuit, and someone could be taking pictures, and you know, there wouldn't be anything illegal about that because you're in public in a swimsuit or however you're dressed. It's a little bit different whenever someone is recording pictures of you from a window when you're in your bathroom or inside your residence where you do have an expectation of privacy.
Calloway told police he stood on his central air conditioning unit located next to a privacy fence and shot video of the woman taking a shower. Low-flying aircraft will be in the skies over Brazos and Burleson counties the rest of the week. BTU has hired a third-party contractor to inspect electric lines and poles. The airplane and helicopter will be at altitudes between 300 and 15 feet. 1,500 feet, I should say. They'll also be on the lookout for vegetation inside BTU rights-of-way. The state's grid operator says it has plenty of power to get through the hot Texas summer.
Dottie Rourke with ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, tells me they've got more juice in the tank this year than last, and she doesn't think we'll be dealing with rolling blackouts.
We've only had to do them a couple of times in the past 20 years or so, and February was most recent, and before that it was in 2006. It's very rare that we have to do that. That's the last stage of our emergency procedures.
She says we look good through 2013. Beyond that, the grid starts dropping. Rourke says they've got some new power this year. There are three new gas units, and a biomass unit in East Texas will be available as well. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The city of College Station has announced the hiring of a new assistant city manager. Former College Station employee Frank Simpson takes over for David Neely, who was promoted to city manager in February. Simpson worked in various positions between 1986 and 1993 and returns July 5th after 7 years as the city manager in Missouri City. Simpson also held management positions in Webster, Center, and Lamarck. Simpson was chosen from a field of 174 applicants. And a week and a half ago, four children in Bryan had their world turned inside out when their parents were arrested, their home was condemned, and their pets were seized. Bryan PD's John Agnew says a fellow officer tried to return a sense of normalcy for the kids when he reunited them with their chihuahua.
The officer collected the money from everyone to get dog dishes, dog leash, a kennel, even money left over to take the dog to the vet if need be. And to take that dog to the kids and see their reaction was a wonderful deal. The 13-year-old who was sad to see it go originally was just super excited to see that dog back. So special thanks to Officer Schuller for getting that rolling and just having a heart and taking that extra step. You know, things you just don't hear about every day from law enforcement.
Many kids ages 9 through 16 are together with one foster family. WTAW News Time, 736, 74 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock. We're 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated, Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Thank you for voting Forrester Tile the best tile company in the Best of the Brazos for 2010. This is Sharon with Forrester Tile. Our objective is to set ourselves apart from our competition by providing a wide selection of colors, styles, and sizes. Always installed with attention to detail and a high standard of service since 1957. Voting for the Best of the Brazos Valley is now through July 5th. Remember Forrester Tile when casting your vote for the best tile company. Forrester Tile. Tile, it's all we do, and we do it the right way.
For all of your residential and commercial roofing needs, think Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer. You can count on quality when you work with Lone Star Roof Systems, with lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. Lone Star Roof System adheres to a very tight code of quality, service, and professionalism. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie-owned and operated, click MyAggieRoofer.com.
Hey, 738, time for some weather. Brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with an accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com for more information.
There's quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity over parts of Mexico and also over western and central Texas. And a lot of that cloudiness is blowing off. Right now, it's west of the region. We'll keep a watch on it. We'll go for sunshine today, a high of 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow, highs near 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. And then sunny weather for Friday, highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
First things first for the Aggie baseball team, and that's this regional that they're hosting this weekend. And Rob Childress will talk about Wright State, the first opponent, not taking them lightly at all. We'll talk about that, some basketball, NBA style, and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, we wouldn't want any of that pesky rain activity in Mexico or the central part of the state.
Keep it away.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. I guess before leaving the cell phone conversation, caller, after we started Rush, had a good thought, and that is if you're talking to someone and a phone call comes in, if you choose, say to them, why don't you go ahead and take that call? That way you're kind of giving them permission and don't go through that whole thing about hurt feelings and that stuff.
I just, the idea of realistically being just offended to the point of breaking off contact speaks to the depth of the relationship and also, once again, taking yourself a little seriously.
Yeah, the depth of the conversation. Police called to Burton, Michigan grocery store on May 17th. About a man stealing a pair of items that you wouldn't normally think would go together. The $47 in steaks and $14 in wart remover.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Sounds pleasure. Like a combination of necessity and
something
else.
Pleasure. So now, this just says East Texas. Maybe you had the actual story on this, Chase. In East Texas, a man was pulled over on a highway after attempting to tow something that wasn't meant to actually be towed, at least not in the way he was. Police say the man had driven into someone's yard, hitched a torpedo-shaped residential propane tank that he had found with a heavy chain to the rear bumper of his pickup truck, and proceeded to drag it down the highway. Do you have that story anyplace?
I'm looking it up as we speak. I'm trying to figure out where
police
this is.
Police did not release the reason why the man took the tank.
Upshaw County.
Is it Upshur? Or?
Yeah, I think it's Upshur County. Thank you for saying that, because I knew better than that. This says Upshaw County. It's some blog, and they've got it wrong. So it's Upshur County.
So,
and what it is, and most of you probably know this, but it's the type of propane tank that you would see behind a lot of houses in the country where they have to come by and fill your tank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of those.
Mm-hmm.
This is torpedo shaped. Aren't torpedo shaped.
Well, they kind of are. They're torpedo shaped without the fins.
Yeah, I guess that's could well be.
It's a cylinder. I mean, it's a big cylinder.
Okay. Do your kiddos ask you how tall am I going to be when I grow up?
Scott looks at him and says,
tell you?
"I don't want to talk about it."
Yeah. Yeah. So. Mama told Scott, you're there, son.
That's it. You've done it. You're
that's
there.
Right. That's right. Hey, you qualify for the rides at Six Flags. Just be happy.
There you go.
Have to wait until you're 20. Doctors say by the age most people have reached what's called their skeletal maturity, and they won't grow any taller. However, don't pay attention to that if you want to know how wide you'll be.
Now we've gone to meddling.
Yeah. Your hip bones continue to widen until you're 80 years old. Until new research from the University of North Carolina, it was presumed that pelvic growth was caused simply by the increase in body fat, but that's not true. So in other words, if you're big boned,
not fat and big boned,
you'll continue to be big boned. All right, results from the latest. Thought I'd save this while some people are in their cars going to work. Results of the latest GMAC National Driver Test, and it turns out that nearly 1 in 5 drivers in the U.S. should not be driving. GMAC issued a 20-question multiple-choice test of common questions on state driving exams, and out of 5,000 drivers, over 1,000 of them failed the test. Based on that percentage, if every licensed driver took the test, they estimate there's nearly 37 million of you people out there who shouldn't be out there driving.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
they're talking about you.
That's exactly right. So my thought is, get ready. We're going to do a message, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a look at some of the questions on the test and see how we do.
Do you remember the best times we ever had? They always happen in the summertime. So dive into these sunny days. We can laugh, we can play, we can make lots of memories. At Schlitterbahn, it's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Stay right where you play at Schlitterbahn Water Park Resort in New Braunfels. Schlitterbahn Resort has great overnight accommodations, and you're never more than a few steps away from the world's best water park. Make your reservations online today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Because every injury doesn't need an emergency room, Brazos Valley Urgent Care is ready to help you with less expense and more convenience. For minor emergencies, sports physicals, bumps, and bruises, open 9 to 9 Monday through Saturday, no appointment necessary. On Texas Avenue across from Walmart in the Red Brick Building.
Walk right in and get better fast. Brazos Valley Urgent Care.
All right, let's see. We're going to have to take this test a question at a time.
Oh. How many questions?
I don't know. That's I'm having to look here.
Do I need a pen?
This is going to be a fail for now. I gotta work on this because you have to answer the question, then you have to move on. A pedestrian is crossing your lane, but there's no crosswalk. You should what? Make sure the pedestrian sees you, but continue driving. Stop and let the pedestrian cross the street. Carefully drive around the pedestrian.
Or run him over is not there.
I'm thinking stop and let the pedestrian cross the street, right?
And what test is this?
This is the GMAC insurance test.
Okay, now you're driving a car, right?
Yeah,
and there's a pedestrian crossing.
Yeah, this is too complicated.
Yeah, Tom's going to have a million questions for
everyone. No,
yeah,
no,
I have follow-up.
We're already starting it, see?
Or you could be on one of those three-wheeled motorcycles.
Well, I never said that the guy's driving a car. I'm assuming that. Well, yeah, of course you stop and let him cross the street. Or get arrested for manslaughter?
He's driving a train.
Yeah.
And another train leaves another depot at 64 miles
an hour. When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book. From faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Most of the stories you heard when you were a child probably ended like this, and they lived happily ever after. It's the stuff of fairy tales, and it's also the hope of every couple standing at a wedding altar. But is it wise to make happiness the primary goal of marriage? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Here's the problem. Happiness is an emotion, and a fickle one at that. It comes and goes with nearly every change of circumstance. When good things happen, we're happy. When bad things happen, we're not. And for that reason alone, there's one thing you can count on. Husbands and wives cannot make each other happy all the time. No matter how hard they try, over the course of life, they'll both disappoint each other. There's a deeper issue I'd like you to consider. If you're making personal happiness the primary purpose for your marriage, it shows you're not in the relationship for us, but instead for what you can get out of it. People with this perspective tend to ensure their needs are met, but rarely consider those of their mate. And this will destroy a relationship. Am I suggesting we shouldn't want to be happy in our marriage? Of course not. We can be happy, but it's important to realize that true happiness comes from a deep commitment to place the needs of our spouse above our own. When a husband and wife devote themselves to each other in this way, they'll truly live happily ever after. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Winter here. Word on the street is that Hotels.com is having a summer sale, offering up to 30% off select hotels and free Amazon Kindles. Come on, summer, don't people like you enough with your no school, barbecues, and nice weather? Even my own daughter says you're her favorite season. All I had going for me was holiday gift giving, and now you have this free Kindle thing. Real nice.
Save up to 30% to get a free Amazon Kindle at the Hotels.com summer sale. Be smart. Book smart. Minimum stay and spend required. Book by August 30th, 2011. See for details.
A message from a real informant.
I work in the IT department of my company. Early into the job, I learned that we were using unauthorized business software. I told my manager about it, but he chose to ignore it. It really bugged me that we were pirating software. I knew it was wrong and illegal, so I reported it confidentially to the Business Software Alliance at nopiracy.org.
Report business software piracy confidentially today at nopiracy.org. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or search BSA. You could even get a cash reward.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle?
It is Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
One more time. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take another look at your sports. You want some baseball tonight? Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers are getting their earliest start ever to the season. It's the fifth season of the Bombers in the Texas Collegiate League. The Bombers will open up tonight with the North Texas Copperheads at 7:05 at the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark. We're going to carry that game over on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. They'll play again tomorrow night at the ballpark before the Bombers head out on the road to Alexandria, Louisiana this weekend. Bomber baseball. As a matter of fact, the All-Star game in July will also be here in Bryan. Aggie baseball team, they're getting ready for that postseason with a Friday start to the College Station Regional at Olson Field, where they're going to host Wright State, Arizona, and Seton Hall. Coach Rob Childers talks about the field and the first opponent, Wright State. Not taking them lightly. They know about them.
You know, they have a very good offensive approach and big, strong physical guys, at least they have in the past. And, you know, I'd expect, you know, knowing Rob Cooper, that they're going to bring that in here this weekend. And, you know, that first game is always most important. You stay in the winner's bracket as long as you can. And, you know, we'll have our hands full with Wright State.
Arizona and Seton Hall will open the double elimination at 12:35 on Friday. Then A&M and the Raiders play at 6:35. Then you got games the same time, Saturday and Sunday. If they need a seventh game, it'll be Monday night at 6:35. The winner of this regional will play the winner of the regional that's being hosted by Florida State. If Florida State wins that regional, then the super regional would be in Tallahassee. The first round of stroke play of the NCAA Men's Golf Championship. Pretty good day for the Aggies. Matter of fact, they were tied for the lead or in the lead for most of the afternoon at Carston Creek in Stillwater. But by the end of the day, they were in fourth place at a one over par 289. Georgia Tech was leading. Now, this is just the first round of three rounds of stroke play. After stroke play, they'll take the top eight of the 30 teams and put them in brackets, and then they'll play match play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The number one seed in the top-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys, the host team, shot a four over par 292 in eighth place. The Aggies were led by Cameron Peck, four under par 68 to pace the Aggies. Won the prettiest basketball, but the Miami Heat certainly will take it. The Heat clamped down on defense, held Dallas to 37% shooting in their 92-84 win in the opener of the NBA Finals last night. Miami held the Mavs to 40 points in the second half as the Heat rallied from 8 points down early in the third quarter. LeBron James had 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists in his first NBA Finals game. Dwayne Wade scored 15 of his 22 in the second half and added 10 rebounds and 6 assists. Chris Bosh, the other member of the Miami Big Three, had 19 points. Dirk Nowitzki led all scorers with 27 for the Mavs, but he came with 7 for 18 shooting. The series is a rematch of the 2006 Finals, which Miami won in 6 games. Game 2 will be Thursday night in Miami. Kevin McHale has agreed to become the new coach of the Houston Rockets. He confirmed that on NBA's TV pregame show before Game 1 last night. According to NBA.com, McHale will sign a 3-year contract with an option for a 4th year. The former Boston Celtics star expects to be introduced officially Friday as the Houston coach. He was formerly the Minnesota Timberwolves general manager. Houston has missed the playoffs the last 2 years, dealing with injuries to their superstar Yao Ming. Yao Ming's contract expires this summer, but he says that he hopes to continue playing for the Rockets when he recovers from a stress fracture to his left ankle. Aggie basketball coach Billy Kennedy has hired Glenn Cyprian as associate head coach. Cyprian spent the last 2 seasons at Memphis. He also assisted at Kentucky, Arkansas, New Mexico State, UNLV, and Oklahoma State. Former Texas A&M defensive coordinator Carl Torbush has our prayers. He's retired from the same position at Kansas as he deals with the diagnosis of prostate cancer. Torbush said that he had low-grade prostate cancer and plans to have surgery soon and expects a full recovery. Torbush was to start his second season working for Turner Gill in Lawrence. Gill has named Vic Sheely and Buddy Wyatt, another former A&M assistant, as co-defensive coordinators. There's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:55. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Blue Bonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Remember this? I was a mess. My weight had risen. My numbers were not good. Every time I looked in my closet, I saw four different sizes of clothing. I just didn't feel good. That was me exactly 1 year ago. Today, my weight reduction stands at 101 pounds. Thanks, Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent and the team at Brazos Bariatrics. Call Brazos Bariatrics at 774-3232 for additional information. Or go to BrazosBariatrics.com.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, Tom, if you promise not to ask any follow-up questions, we can take the driving test.
Just
okay?
Clarifying. That's fine.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Now, once again, 5,000 people took this. 1,000 people failed. It's five questions.
Okay.
Pedestrian crossing your lane, there's no crosswalk. You should. A, make sure the pedestrian sees you but continue driving. B, stop and let the pedestrian cross. C, carefully drive around the pedestrian.
B.
Chase?
Stop and let the pedestrian cross.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, that's
all
B,
right.
Right.
Number two, right. Okay. When driving in adverse conditions, the proper speed is the posted speed limit, 55, 65, only as fast as it's safe to drive.
The last one.
D, only as fast as it's safe to drive.
Number three, thank you. A traffic light with a flashing red signal means yield, stop, caution.
Stop.
Stop.
Okay. You see a flashing yellow traffic signal at a coming intersection. The flashing yellow light means stop before entering, stop and yield to the cross traffic, slow down and cross the intersection carefully.
Yeah.
Slow down and cross carefully.
Slow down. Right.
Number five, a solid yellow line on your center line, a solid yellow line on your side of the center line means reduce speed, traffic light ahead, do not pass.
Do not pass.
Okay.
How many failed this?
Congratulations, you scored 100%.
Woohoo! 20%
of the people failed. Not missed a question. They probably missed three questions.
Goodness,
I mean,
gracious.
If they're 20 points off.
And we're out driving with those people.
What can I say?
Yeah. And how many of them actually have insurance?
Oh.
Hey. Stop that.
All right. Just asking. All right. It is legal.
It is true.
It is the law.
Some years ago, researchers at the University of Rochester announced the results of a four-year study that has since become well-accepted standards in society. Women navigate while driving by using local landmarks to remember a route. Men count the number of streets and blocks and traffic lights. For example, women might say, turn right at the gas station, left at the donut shop. Guys will say, I'm going to stop and get a beer, and then we'll do that. No, men would say, go south to the third light, turn right, and go two blocks, and it's on your left. The study concluded that while men are better at reading maps, both genders are equally adept at navigation.
You know what most people are going to do now? They're going to plug in the little thing on their dashboard.
Yeah, that's it. I did have a story about that today. It's like
the next right, turn left.
The number of accidents that people have had because of their GPS. I mean, how many accidents do you have while you're fooling with your GPS, right?
I was going to say, I love the chaos or mayhem commercials with Allstate with Dennis Duffy from 30 Rock.
Right.
And when he's doing, I'm your GPS system, he's like, turn right, turn right, turn right.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The morning after House Republicans rejected increasing America's credit card limits without spending reform, they've gone to the White House, or they will soon. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, some 200 House Republicans expected at the meeting later this morning. It'll give them a chance to lay out the spending cuts they say are needed for them to vote for a debt ceiling increase. But the cuts could be politically painful, affecting line items like Medicare and Social Security. Now, the president holds a similar meeting tomorrow with House Democrats. Next vote on extending the debt ceiling expected later this summer. Dave?
Rich, Sky Express has been put in park. The bus service shut down by federal regulators the day after a bus crash, flipped over and killed four passengers on I-95 in Virginia. The drivers charged with reckless driving. The company said to have a poor safety record. The space shuttle's back home.
Endeavor will stop.
Its final mission over.
The crew on orbit, they did an absolutely amazing job.
NASA's Mike Moses, Endeavor Commander Mark Kelly's wife, wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, was not there like she was for the launch.
It was really late in the night, and what she's going through now is a very, physically challenging.
Sarah Palin's bus tour visiting national landmarks takes her to New York.
We need to remind America how important it is to protect all that's good about America.
And while she's not saying yes or no yet to running for president, another Republican remains a firm no. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has that live.
And that would be Chris Christie. Dave had dinner with a bunch of Republican bigwigs last night at the New Jersey governor's mansion. They flew in from Iowa to try and convince him to jump into the race. Christie's something of a rock star for his YouTube videos berating union members and whacking state budgets. Christie says his mind is made up and he's not going to run, but some observers suspect he may change his mind in 2016. Dave?
Todd, it's hurricane season starting today. So far, the Atlantic's quiet. The government predicts as many as 18 named storms. Six could be major. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Another Home Depot advantage. Get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on purchases of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's the green light you've been waiting for to get more doing done. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 8th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Cannot be combined with other credit-related offers. See store for details.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
For years, we've told you about Classic Collision and Restoration and how they can do any kind of work on any kind of vehicle, and that's true, and it's for you. You don't have to own a classic car to need Classic Collision and Restoration to do body work for you. They'll work on late model cars, and they'll help you with all the insurance that has to be done. You know, let me mention that for just a minute, because quite often insurance companies will say that they have preferred shops to have the work done. Well, the reason is, that means that the insurance company then can guarantee that work. Well, Classic Collision and Restoration guarantees all their work, and they always have. So whether it's classic work that you do need done or whether it's work that you need to have done on a late model car, remember, you have the same expertise working for you. Doug's had this shop for 12 years, and he's been in the body shop business for twice that long. Give him a call at 779-8399. He'll help you through that time that's really not much fun when you have to get body work done. Or you can also follow him, aggiebodyshop.com. He's on Facebook. The number to call, though, is 779-8399 for Classic Collision and Restoration.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
So this past Sunday, I was out and about and did not get a chance to see the Texas A&M baseball game, the one where they won the Big 12 Tournament Championship. Didn't get to see it on television. Did listen on the radio, of course, on WTAW, and I knew what happened, knew what an exciting game it was, and I thought, boy, I wish I could have seen that. Well, I did see it. As soon as I got home, I was able to see it, and I was able to fast forward, through the middle of the innings and just see a whole baseball game, 10 innings worth, in not very much time. Got to see the dramatics, the walk-off home run, the back and forth of the baseball game. And that's because of the DVR from Suddenlink. It's the only way that I was able to do that is the DVR. What a great, great invention, and how it really provides me with the best in the television that I like to watch whenever I want to watch it. You can record anything that you want, your favorite shows, and you can set them to record every time that you never have to remember, because I know I'm the kind of guy that could never remember to record a show before it came on, and that didn't do you much good, but you can set it and forget it, as they say, with the Suddenlink DVR. The DVR with the video on demand, which we've talked about, which is just amazing. Some of the programs that are on video on demand, I haven't even discovered them all yet. I'm still finding new stuff every day with video on demand. TV, it'll just change your life with the DVR from Suddenlink and the video on demand. So call them at 1-800-915-1866 and get your DVR with your video on demand today.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Mr. Electric, winner of the prestigious Top Gun Award. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Anxious moments Tuesday morning for some inside the Brazos County Administration Building. One of two vehicles in a crash on Texas Avenue at 28th Street crashed into the jury room of Justice of the Peace Tommy Munoz. Court coordinator Patricia Golson heard the racket.
We just heard a loud, loud crash, and we thought initially that someone had fallen and knocked something over, so I immediately went to the courtroom to make sure everything was okay there, and then determined that it had come from the jury room, which is the part of the building that faces Texas Avenue, and there was a car in the window that had obviously come in and crashed into the building, and fortunately did not come all the way into the building, but did do some damage.
The jury room was vacant at the time. Golson says the room, while damaged, has been cleaned up and is ready for use. Bryan police say the driver on 28th Street was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way. The eastbound vehicle was struck by a northbound car, which hit the building. A male resident of a College Station condo community is accused of shooting video and still pictures of female residents. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway was arrested Monday after being caught by a neighbor at Gateway Villas. Officer Rhonda Seaton says a 22-year-old woman told police she was taking a shower when she saw a camera outside her bathroom window.
After speaking with her, made contact with a gentleman in the parking lot who ended up being our suspect, who we arrested. Then during further conversations that he had with our officers, he did admit to climbing on the AC unit in his backyard area of his condo, because he lived next door, and made a recording of the victim through her bathroom window without her knowledge.
Police also found Calloway's laptop containing pictures he says he took of women at the Gateway Villas pool. But that's not a crime because to take pictures in a public area, it's not a crime to take pictures in a public area because there is no expectation of privacy. State lawmakers want to know how soon bills will be ready for a vote. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
The Senate has filed almost all of the school finance, Medicaid reform, health care funding, and fiscal matters bills already, and it looks like it will take the lead in passing those bills first. House Speaker Joe Strauss says everything's still being coordinated.
We're working with the Senate to coordinate which body will be working on which bills first, and no final determinations have been made.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says the Senate will hold committee hearings on Thursday and might work through the weekend to get these bills passed over to the House. Meantime, the House may take a long weekend off.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You may notice some low-flying aircraft in the area for the rest of this week. Chances are it's a third-party contractor from BTU buzzing overhead in either a helicopter or a plane. Aerial inspections of BTU's high-voltage electric lines will be done through Saturday in Brazos and Burleson counties. Flying at altitudes of 300 to 1,500 feet, those inside the aircraft will also take note of any vegetation in the BTU rights-of-way. A former College Station City employee is returning. Frank Simpson, who began his government career 25 years ago as a public utilities worker, has been hired as assistant city manager. The position has been vacant since February when David Neely was promoted. Simpson's first day is July 5th. The 47-year-old returns to College Station from Missouri City, where he's been city manager since 2004. There's some normalcy for a group of local children following the trauma of being placed in foster care. Bryan Police Officer John Agnew says about a week and a half ago, the kids' parents were arrested, their home was condemned, and their dogs were seized. But a Bryan police officer led the effort to reunite a Chihuahua with the four kids.
And this one kid was heartbroken to see it go to what she thought was doggy jail, which would be the animal shelter. But we tried to explain to him, no, it's just a hotel, a temporary hotel for where they're going. Well, one officer went above and beyond to get that dog out of the animal shelter, take it to the vet, get it, you know, healthy again, get its shots, get it legal, and get with the CPS and the family that took all the kids and bring that dog to the children.
Again, that's Bryan Police Officer John Agnew. The four children, ages 9 to 16, are staying together with one foster family. The officer worked with Animal Control, the Animal Shelter, and Child Protective Services to get the dog back to the kids. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 75 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. Delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair, as well as a 24-hour immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Your local Mr. Electric has recently been recognized with the prestigious Top Gun Award, given only to the best Mr. Electric franchises. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran-owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Aggie football fans, be a part of the best college football atmosphere in the nation by getting your season tickets now. With 18 returning starters fresh off a share of the Big 12 South title and a Cotton Bowl appearance, demand for season tickets at an all-time high. Football season tickets on sale now. Visit AggieAthletics.com. Are you ready?
Celebrating 10 years strong, the Starlight Music Series is back this spring at the Wolfpit Creek Amphitheater in College Station. Presented by Suddenlink Communications, the Starlight Music Series will host the biggest backyard party in all of Texas at the Wolfpit Creek Amphitheater this Saturday, June 4th, with Midnight River Choir.
I was thinking about calling you last night. But my lights weren't on and I wasn't alone, so it wasn't right. I pushed the thought of you away, and I told her she could stay. I think she wanted to.
Admission is free. Pack up your coolers and the kids and bring your neighbors along to enjoy the music of Midnight River Choir this Saturday. Go to cstx.gov/starlight for more information. Do you have great plans this spring? Make plans at Wolfpin Creek in College Station.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure, it's going to lead to some very warm temperatures across the region this week. We'll keep a watch on some cloudiness, which lies off to the west and southwest of the area this morning. For now, we're forecast lots of sunshine and high of 95. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine Thursday, highs near 95. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Friday, sunshine. Temperatures going to be somewhere between 95 and 100 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
813, that's us. You know, you look outside, it looks like it could be cold out there, you know.
A little dank.
But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
yeah,
it's
unfortunately.
Not going to rain. None of that stuff's
going to rain.
Not going to happen. I don't know if you all remember that Julie Schultz is here this morning. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on with the chamber? I'm sorry.
I do feel like I'm back home now.
I just had a flashback.
So you an Oprah fan?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I mean, I don't stay home and watch, but I try to. It's like a soap opera. You can keep up if you just watch periodically.
Chase, that's our problem.
Yeah.
We haven't watched periodically.
We're not periodical enough.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so here are, because Oprah just finished having her, you know, her final show.
Oh, did she? I hadn't heard anything about that.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Never would have known.
Yeah.
According to a Nielsen Media Research advertising agent, Kantar Media, the top 10 shows and what a 30-second commercial cost during that show. Okay. Now, what I'm looking at here is, did they... See, I don't know if they adjusted the dollars because, you know, for instance, X-Files is in there.
Uh-huh.
Cheers is in there from 1993. See, I don't know that this works, but anyhow, here are the numbers.
Yeah.
Frasier, it cost $570,000 for a commercial in their last show.
Allie McBeal.
That's the one. $582,000.
24. Ooh. Million
ooh.
Bucks?
Ooh.
What?
$650,000.
Oh, God, what a deal that was.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, Tom, the number one show.
You want to buy a commercial in the finale of 24?
The number one show had $52 million. Seinfeld, which is number two, had $76 million. Guess how many watched the final episode of 24? Yeah, yeah.
It's probably not going to be that hot.
You're right.
It was a cult type thing.
7 million.
Okay,
7 million.
It was people either did or didn't.
Well,
if people spent
$650, they did. Cheers is in there.
Right.
$650. X Files, right. Lost, Oprah was $1 million a spot. Everybody Loves Raymond was $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Seinfeld was $1.4 million, and Friends, amazingly enough, a show which I never watched, never saw an episode of.
Yeah.
$2 million.
Yeah. Well, when you had Friends and things like that, you could watch any show, and they were standalone shows. 24 was not a standalone show.
Good
you
point. Sure.
Had to watch the, you know, if you didn't get in the beginning, you weren't going to start.
Did you watch Friends?
I watched Friends. I'd never have seen 24, ever.
Yeah, I understand. And, and 24 was okay, I mean, for what it did.
Well, and maybe it's the group of people that were watching Friends that are easily influenced by advertising.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's it. Yeah, very good.
I was one of those people.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. So, yeah. I mean, when you haven't had a council retreat yet, right? I mean,
no,
you just gotta...
we've only had one council meeting.
So,
that's
I
don't have much under my belt.
Are you gonna ask people what their favorite television show is at the next retreat? See how that goes.
No, I'm not
all
going
right,
to.
Okay. Anyway, so Julie Schultz is here this morning, and she is the new. Congratulations on becoming a council member.
Thank you very much.
Kind of an interesting situation that causes you to now be a council member.
That's right. 10 votes. You know, I did encourage people to go out and vote and told them every vote counts, but I really didn't know what I was saying at the time.
Yeah. Now, so folks can understand your background a little bit, you've lived here a while, and so you kind of have a long view.
I've lived here since I was 4 years old, and I don't mind people doing the math that I got here in 1967.
Okay, yeah.
My dad started the Forest Science Department at Texas A&M, and I grew up a mile away from campus. Could see the bonfire from my bedroom window over the treetops, and that actually, the Indiglade was the city limits at that time.
Sure.
So
I remember that.
That tells you how much, at least I've seen in my years of living here and growing up here, graduated from Consolidated and all that good stuff. Found me a husband at Texas A&M, that whole thing, and then raised my kids. In fact, my youngest just graduated from Consol on Friday.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So obviously embedded in the community.
Right. My days at the chamber really helped a lot in my endeavors now, I think. So.
Well, talk to that a little bit, because obviously the stories that we get are the stories when the cities don't get along. The chamber, you obviously had to ride that fence. I mean, because you had to answer to customers in both cities.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what kind of situations do you see where Bryan and College Station can get together that would work well for both cities?
Well, there's lots of opportunities. You know, just to end lawsuits is probably a big step in the right direction, which I think the past council and College Stations did take care of a lot of things in that regard. I think we're making good progress. I know a lot of those folks on Bryan City Council and who work obviously for the city of Bryan. I know a lot of those people from just working at the chamber, and they're all great people interested in making things good for everybody. So I think it's just having the right attitude that we are in this together and everybody getting on the same page.
You know, there are marked differences between the cities, and I guess that probably will be the case. But let's talk about some things that are College Station-centric that to kind of get your point of view. First of all, let's talk about the property at Chimney Hill. What as one member of council, what is your view as to what we should do with that?
Well, that was obviously a big question that was asked when all of us were campaigning. And the overriding, feel that I got from most of the folks out in the community was that they, you know, they weren't happy that the city was in that, trying to be in the convention center business. I agree with that. And, I think that developers will come in and put the type of facility that we need in there. And there were some discussions with Texas A&M and some developers about putting something in a place close to the university, not on campus, but close to the university. I don't think that we need to do that. So It was a very expensive piece of land. It is not worth what we paid for it right now. Maybe the values will go up. My question was looking at how much we owe on it, what's the best financial thing to do? How are we going to get rid of it now and just take a loss and hope to, you know, not have to pay any taxes and interest and things like that on it? Or do we just hold off until it goes, you know, the price goes up? But my bottom line idea is to sell it.
Hypothetical, again, as one member of council, somebody comes to you and they say, we'll take 30% of this building on a 5-year lease. Would you be in favor of doing something like that?
If that's financially, I mean, I think that, you know, somebody paying rent to you is certainly something to look at, and it'll help in the meantime until you can get the property to the value up a little more. So certainly it's worth looking at.
You know, it depends on the square footage, it depends on the size of the home or the property, but dollar for dollar, if you do comparisons, it may sometimes be less expensive to live in Bryan. Their utility is lower than it is in College Station, but their taxes might be higher, might be. In College Station, your taxes might tend to be higher and lower, and your utilities are higher. Mm-hmm. The question then becomes return on investment, money that comes out mm-hmm. of that utility fund. Do you see that is a good formula right now that works for College Station, or is that high utility bill just one more reminder that it costs more sometimes to live in College Station?
Well, I did do my homework on this particular issue right after the chamber forum, and you were there. I found out that basically by just looking at bills from somebody that lives in Bryan and then mine, tax right, and utility bills looked like that College Station's tax rate was about 40% lower than it is in Bryan. The utility rate was about 32% higher. So looking at that, it doesn't look like it's, you know, that far off. The ROI situation is still something that I like the idea of property owners helping with payments to utilities to core services and things like that. But the questions, I think, are going to come up when we do the budget of where that funding, that revenue, where is it actually going? And I think that several of the new council members are kind of in the same mindset as am I. It's fine if we're putting it right, if we are doing a return on investment. But if it's going into some other things, we need to look at that. And it's not a smart thing to just say, okay, forget it. We're not going to have it anymore. We're going to get rid of it. Well, where are you going to come up with $11 million to take care of that? Because it's obviously paying for something. So I need more investigation in that, and I'm sure we're going to get pretty deep into it during the budget process. And a lot of folks out there just do not like it. And these are large property owners. And I asked the question, don't you want someone to help pay for some of this stuff? And they just said no, that raise the property taxes if you have to do it. At least you can take that off of your business income tax and your business taxes, and that would be a more upfront way of doing it. And a lot of it is that you can't see it. That would certainly help. And I think that was an issue prior to me being on the council, and I think the council was already looking at showing it on your bill so you can see what you're actually paying for.
College Station City Council Member Julie Schultz joining us. Reports out in the national media today. Again, it's Atlanta, it's Las Vegas, it's Phoenix, cities that have found their property values have plummeted simply because of the real estate problem. Well, property values haven't plummeted in Bryan College Station, but we still could be impacted. What is the feeling you get? What information do you have that shows what kind of revenue projection? Because property taxes are part of the money, the revenue stream that the city needs. What are you hearing about property values and how much tax revenue it's going to bring in this year as opposed to last year?
Well, just looking at my own personal tax that I'm paying has actually gone up. I actually have my own home, plus I have my family home that I'm renting out. And what was weird in looking at that is the property did increase in value or appraised value, and then the building, the house, decreased a little bit, but definitely it went up as a whole. So I'm not really seeing that it's going down. The home builders do say that it's obviously a little harder to sell a house these days, but I think we have those times here where it is difficult to move those products when we were looking at such a high level of new homes being built and people purchasing them. I think it's leveling off a little bit, but you know, it's an interesting dynamic in that we haven't been hit as hard as other places in the United States in that regard. And lots of people say it's coming and we're going to, you know, it's going to be a delayed effect for us. I personally, knowing what I know about some of the development that's coming in, I don't think it's going to be quite that gloom and doom.
We
may take a little dip, but I personally just don't see that coming. Things look to be rebounding already. And I know in my business, it actually is still trucking along and hasn't taken too big of a hit. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful of that. And certainly I think this current council is going to be very careful. That was our number one thing that people were concerned about. We want you to spend the least amount of money possible, keep our tax rate low, and cover our core services. I got that over and over and over. Now, you know, my opinion is you make things so that people want to come and develop here. You increase your tax base, and then you can cover amenities like parks and the swimming pools and the other fun things that we have, which we obviously need, but they are an amenity.
All right, well, finally then, to get a chance to repeat the question that we did ask during the forum, police and fire is a given. Mm-hmm. In your view, one member of council, what else are the core services in College Station?
Well, right now we're looking at upgrading or expanding the sewer system. And I think infrastructure, roads, and making sure that all of that is in good shape and expanded to where we need to expand it to. New area in Welburn, we'll need to be looking at that. And making sure that we have projected the right amount of money to, number one, come in and then set it aside to pay for these types of things so that we're not surprised by them and go, oh, we can't develop in that particular area because our sewer system isn't up to par and we can't put any more houses out there. I don't think that's acceptable. We need to be prepared to grow our city. We don't want to have to stop if someone's wanting to come in and develop. I think we need to always be amenable to that.
Julie Schultz, new member of the College Station City Council. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Welcome back to the incredible story of survival of Glenn D. Morgan of Camp Creek. Glenn Morgan was one of the 316 survivors from the USS Indianapolis, the mighty cruiser that was sunk by a Japanese sub on July the 30th, 1945, near war's end. Nearly 900 lost their lives in what remains the largest naval disaster in history. Last week, Glenn talked about how he survived the blast and the sinking of the ship, how he was one of the fortunate ones who found a raft in the dark, fuel oil-ridden waters of this most isolated part of the Pacific. The story continues there.
Two or three people crawled in, had no idea who they were, you couldn't see, and nobody said very much. Now remember, there were cries for help, but all of a sudden this quit. There was nothing else that we could see except this one little black blob sitting over here, and it became obvious that this was a life raft of some sort. And it did. It turned out to be two lobbed on top of another, and there were three people in this. So we would holler at each other and say, we'll paddle this way and we'll get together, and we did. We had all four rafts in, all tied together in a big rectangular shape.
Morgan was part of a group of 20 on those four rafts. In fact, that was one of several groups of initial survivors who had bonded together at different points over a 3.5-mile stretch of the Pacific. But in the water, with the noise and over the sometimes 12-foot swales, no group could see another group.
All the time we were there, you couldn't believe that we thought that we were the only survivors.
Lost at sea, all men were intent on one thing, survival. That's where military protocol steps aside and new friendships take over. Glenn Morgan hardly knew Lieutenant J.G. Howard B. Freeze until they found themselves that night on adjoining life rafts.
And he was apparently burned. He spoke articulately enough, came out of porthole, he said. He was in the raft next to me, yeah. But Lieutenant Freeze died, and rigor mortis had set in the next morning. They couldn't find a pulse. They wanted one of us to come over. I didn't want to do it. So they took his clothes and watch and his ring, and they just slid him over. I couldn't look.
By the breaking of dawn on Monday morning, there were three main threats to survival for the crew of the USS Indianapolis: exposure, illness because of swallowed fuel oil, and there was one other big problem.
We didn't think anything about sharks. My goodness, there's a lot of sharks in the middle of the ocean.
But it seems that finding a life raft instead of a life jacket proved a lifesaver for Glenn Morgan on the night after the explosion. Because, you see, the sharks chose those who were most exposed in the life jackets.
We weren't really bothered with sharks like the fellas in the water. The fellas in the water really had a lot of trouble.
Glenn Morgan's group, now numbered 19, turned out lucky as far as shark attacks go. But for three more days and four more nights, they would wonder if anyone knew where they were. Glenn Morgan, survivor, USS Indianapolis. His story will continue tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 832, 76 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 96. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. They sell and service fun, not tractors, across from Ducky's Car Wash in Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. While a Brazos County Justice of the Peace was holding court Tuesday morning, there was a crashing noise from the vacant jury room behind the courtroom. That sound was a car crashing into the Texas Avenue side of the Brazos County Administration Building. Patricia Golson is the court coordinator for J.P. Tommy Munoz.
It was a shock, and we're just happy that no one was hurt. The car actually hit the brick on the outside and did do some structural damage that needs to be repaired, but there isn't a lot of it other than you can see the crack or the bent in the wall. So our maintenance department's already been out to assess the damage, and our risk manager, and so I'm sure they're already in the process of getting the repairs done, or they're planning on getting those repairs done, so there shouldn't be any problem.
And the car that struck the building was hit at 28th and Texas by a vehicle whose driver was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. A College Station man was arrested after his neighbor found the man's video camera pointed at her from outside while she was taking a shower. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway was arrested for improper video recording. Calloway and the 22-year-old victim live at Gateway Villas. Officer Rhonda Seaton says Calloway also took still photos of women at the condo community pool, but that is not a crime.
They're in a public place dressed like that, and when you're in a public place, you don't really have any expectation of privacy. You know, you could be on a beach and in your swimsuit, and someone could be taking pictures, and, you know, there wouldn't be anything illegal about that because you're in public in a swimsuit or however you're dressed. It's a little bit different whenever someone is recording pictures of you from a window when you're in your bathroom or inside your residence where you do have an expectation of privacy.
Calloway told officers he stood on his central air conditioning unit located next to a privacy fence and shot video of the woman taking a shower. Low-flying aircraft will be in the skies over Brazos and Burleson counties the rest of the week. BTU has hired a third-party contractor to inspect electric lines and poles. The airplane and helicopter will be at altitudes between 300 and 1,500 feet. They'll also be on the lookout for vegetation inside BTU rights of way. The state's grid operator says it has plenty of power to get through the hot Texas summer.
Dottie Rourke with ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, tells me they've got more juice in the tank this year than last, and she doesn't think we'll be dealing with rolling blackouts.
We've only had to do them a couple of times in the past 20 years or so, and February was most recent, and before that it was in 2006. It's very rare that we have to do that. That's the last stage of our emergency procedures.
She says we look good through 2013. Beyond that, the grid starts dropping. Rourke says they've got some new power this year. There are three new gas units, and a biomass unit in East Texas will be available as well. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The city of College Station has announced the hiring of a new assistant city manager. Former College Station employee Frank Simpson takes over for David Neely, who was promoted to city manager in February. Simpson worked in various positions between 1986 and 1993 for the city of College Station and returns July 5th after 7 years as the city manager in Missouri City. Simpson also held management positions in Webster, Center, and Lamarck. And a week and a half ago, four children in Bryan had their world turned inside out when their parents were arrested, their home was condemned, and their pets were seized. Bryan PD's John Agnew says a fellow officer tried to return a sense of normalcy for the kiddos when he coordinated the return of their dog.
The officer collected the money from everyone to get dog dishes, dog leash, a kennel, even money left over to take the dog to the vet if need be. And to take that dog to the kids and see their reaction was a wonderful deal. The 13-year-old who was sad to see it go originally was just super excited to see that dog back. So special thanks to Officer Schuler for getting that rolling and just having a heart and taking that extra step. You know, things you just don't hear about every day from law enforcement.
The kids ages 9 through 16 are together with one foster family. WTAW News Time, 836, 76 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You may have heard the roar. They're in your town, on your streets, rumbling through your neighborhood. Victory Motorcycles, the new American motorcycle, now has a new dealer in town. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Stylish, powerful, and built to ride. Victory has been turning heads from coast to coast with its complete line of custom road machines, like the Take Charge Victory Kingpin, the new king of the road and the ultimate in cruising comfort. Or set your eyes on the all-new pavement-pounding Victory Hammer, the ultimate combination of style and substance. This is your chance to find out why Victory is the hottest motorcycle on the road. See one, ride one, own one today. Come see what all the noise is about at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. We sell fun, not tractors. 1517 South Texas Avenue across from Ducky's near the bend in Bryan. Victory, the new American motorcycle. Always wear a helmet and protective clothing when riding. Victory is a registered trademark of Polaris Industries.
Hey, are you any good at coming up with new ideas?
Actually, I'm quite good at anticipating the needs of others. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. You see, I need...
A bologna sandwich?
No, I...
Ball bearings?
No, I'm having trouble.
With your hair?
No, finding a good job. Do you know of a...
Plumber?
No, any websites for jobs?
Yeah. Like Aggieland, helpwanted.com.
What do they do?
They list hundreds of local jobs.
Wow, that's really...
A pancake.
No, great.
Anybody could have told you that.
What's wrong with my hair?
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Summer is here and family vacations are just around the corner. But what do you do when you can't take all your family members with you? Give them the next best thing. A stay at the pet resort at Aggieland Animal Health Center. Indoor air-conditioned runs, luxury petite suites, premium veterinarian diets, and, of course, the love and personalized attention of a highly trained resort staff makes the stay at the pet resort at Aggieland Health Center the next best thing to going with you. Come by for a tour or call the Pet Resort at Aggieland Animal Health Center at 764-PETS for more information.
Welcome home to Carriage Inn. Embark on the best years of your life at Carriage Inn, the finest in independent retirement living communities, and discover love, fun, and wow. You've got a lot of living to do. Why not live your life the way you want in a community designed just for you? From exceptional dining to social events galore, Carriage Inn can provide you with all you need to live a great life. Our residents are the captains of their cruise ship on land. Carriage Inn provides an at-home atmosphere where you can do what you want when you want. Call 731-1300 today at Carriage Inn, you'll feel right at home.
There's a reason that Prosperity Bank has been voted the best bank in the Brazos Valley for 2 years running. The real bankers at Prosperity, no banking and no business. Texas-based, Texas strong. Prosperity is committed to helping Texas business owners take advantage of opportunities for growth and is making loans right now. Thanks for voting Prosperity Bank the best of the Brazos Valley for 2009-2010. We would appreciate your vote this year. Voting begins June 1st. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, prosperitybanktx.com. 839, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with an accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to get more information.
The weather, it's going to be pretty quiet in regards to rainfall over the next couple of days. Looks like high pressure is too strong to allow for any rain around here. Also looks like temperatures are going to be very warm because of the strong high. Sunshine and 95 today. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. More sun tomorrow, we're up around 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Friday, the weather's going to be sunny and highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, Rob's so positive. I mean, I mean, just if you listen to what he just said there.
The weather, it's going to be pretty quiet in regards to rainfall over the next...
Quiet. It's going to be quiet, according to rainfall. Yeah, okay. Thanks. It's going to be hot and dry. So what have we learned today? We've learned that cell phones may be giving us cancer. Found out that you better not walk away from Chase if he gets a phone call while you're chatting with him. And
I didn't say that.
No.
It was just an observation. That's right. It was a sociological observation. Yeah. Was all it was.
And we found out that 20% of the people who are out there driving shouldn't be.
Right.
At least 20%.
Yes. Yeah. So count the cars going down the freeway, Scott.
1, 2, 3, 4. Not you. Yep, 1, 2, 3, 4. Not you.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
In general, now we're about to find out something else that...
But did you ever think if somebody says, you know, 4 out of 5 dentists agree this, that, and the other, or mm-hmm. 1 out of 5 drivers shouldn't be on the road. What if as you count 5, you pick out 1 mm-hmm. from that sample that you say shouldn't drive mm-hmm. based on, you know, a random sample?
Right.
What if the other 4 actually wouldn't pass that test?
Sure.
You know, they're part of that 20%.
That's what random is all about.
Mm.
It's what we live for.
That'll give you a headache if you think about it.
We live for random. Here's something else that you needed to know. Take this and lean over the cubicle next to you with your coffee cup and tell them.
How you doing?
In general,
a little,
listen to what I do.
I don't know about
a little
that.
A lure of brood in the air, and
ooh, let's get some brood out by Fabergé. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and a little hairy chest.
Yeah,
and
be one.
Mr. T starter kit.
Maybe some Vitalis.
Yeah.
Yeah. In general, women pack more than men when going on vacation. But according to a new survey by the British travel agency Sunshine. The average man packs 3 pair of underwear for a week-long trip. The average woman packs 10. Survey also found the average man says he wears 98% of the stuff that he packs, probably because men don't care anything about re-wearing their same clothes. The average woman wears 61% of what she packs and then shops like crazy while they're away.
My gosh, I pack like a woman.
47%.
Oh, I do too. I overpack.
Yeah, I do too.
47% of women buy clothing on vacation, while less than 10% of men do the same. Men are too busy buying beer on vacation. They're not going to buy clothes. That's not true. One of the last times I went out of town, I actually did.
What, bought clothes?
Bought 2 shirts. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Well, were they like shirts that you would buy, like everyday shirts, or were they... More like
souvenir shirts.
No, I don't buy souvenir. I very seldom do that.
Something like with seagull poop.
No,
on it
was like
something.
It was like. I went to PA and all I got was pooped on. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
I got poop faced in PA.
That's right. No, but they were because I was at the ocean. They were like beach type shirts.
Sure.
You know, that you button in the front. They weren't like a T-shirt or anything. But I understand. I tend to do the same thing as pack too much.
Jamie and I are both overpackers, and inevitably, if we're going on a trip, we will reach a point in our packing that if we get beyond our one ginormous suitcase, that we'll say, okay, forget it. If we don't have it, we'll buy it when we get there.
Yeah.
I don't ever overpack so much that I go into a second suitcase. I mean, I've got... One specific suitcase.
For if you're packing for more than one, though?
Well, normally if we have our own suitcases.
Oh, okay.
If we go. Yeah. We need 2 suitcases.
We try to combine.
That big suitcase, Chase, is that the one that you went ahead and screwed the roller skate into the bottom? Is that it?
No, we traded that one in. It finally gave up the ghost.
Right.
Yeah, one that
TSA frowns upon, you know, modified luggage.
Yeah. You know, they probably do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So do the airlines.
Yeah. Just like
that skatey get knocked off.
Just like if you take your manual alarm clock with you and all they hear is tick, tick, tick,
yeah.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's no good. So anyhow, all right. So we figured that out. All right. A week after the tornadoes that ransacked Joplin, town still looks pretty knocked down. Kind of interesting stuff, though.
You didn't expect them to rebuild in a week, did you?
Yeah, not at all.
You could pick that up in a week.
College baseball, the college players on the Joplin Outlaws roster stay with 16 host families, and not one of those homes was hit.
Wow.
And neither was the stadium.
The Lord loves baseball.
That's it. Mark Raines, who's the general manager, is going to give back, so admission this season will be free. And next week's baseball camp for kiddos will also be free. Teams looking for donations of gloves, bats, balls for kids in town who lost their baseball gear.
Mm-hmm.
Good for the Joplin Outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing there. So that's all right. Yeah. Not everybody who lost a home to foreclosure was a credit card junkie or subprime mortgage cheater victim. Credit bureaus now say many foreclosed people are responsible about money. They save even. The TransUnion, that's one of the big three, found that reduced salaries or layoffs make it impossible for borrowers to maintain responsible mortgages. San Francisco Chronicle says, because the study was done by one of the nation's major credit bureaus, their finding carries significant weight and could influence how lenders view defaulting homeowners. Of course, why do credit bureaus care? They want to expand their creditworthy population, obviously. But as the newspaper pointed out, the study isn't likely to change your credit score any. But it's interesting they are factoring in people who, again, are employed, try to pay, and because of an underemployed situation now, maybe, they're not going to be able to do this. So, tips to restoring your damaged credit, because there are folks out there who have the problem. Pay your debts consistently on time every month, even if it's only the minimum payment, and be patient, because companies that offer quick-fix solutions generally don't work. Be proactive when you're in a cash crunch. Contact the lenders. If you're going delinquent, tell them the situation.
I've always heard this is one of the biggest, that's one of the biggest failures.
It really, well, again, we're admitting a defeat or our inability to do, to meet our responsibilities, and so we turn our back and say, well, it's going to go away if we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask for forbearance or some sort of temporary lower payment, guess what? They don't want to be invisible. They want you to know that, yes, I've got a responsibility. I understand I have a responsibility. Will you let me do this? And quite often, I would think more and more they do. Also,
and you know what? If they won't work with you, then do your best to get the balance paid down to a point where you can transfer it and don't do business with them anymore.
Yeah, and again,
go to somebody that will work with you.
If you know Dave Ramsey and the debt snowball thing, again, the guy has a lot of really, really good advice for people.
But the thing is, if you think about it, you know, Ramsey's made a fortune off of common sense.
Yes, he has.
I mean,
he is not
sharing the cure for cancer for crying out loud.
No, not at all. Not at all.
He is not selling high level secrets here.
Yeah. You don't have to buy his book to use the system, basically. I mean, if you'll listen to the callers, listen for a month and you'll pretty much understand what it's about. And as you say, it's common sense. Keep your credit card balances below 30% of your allowable maximum. Again, keep it below 30% of your allowable maximum. If it's $3,000, then you need to keep it down to $1,000. Check your credit reports, the annual credit report, annualcreditreport.com lets you order credit reports free, and that's the only one. Don't go for the other ones. It's annualcreditreport.com. The number of Americans on food stamps keeps rising. 45 million out there, and that is up 11 million from last year. That's a little bit bothersome.
Yes.
All right, you want to know what's really important? New York City man was arrested for threatening to blow up a local TV station if it kept airing reruns of Two and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm.
Really? New York Post says police had an easy time finding the guy because his cell number turned up on the office phone. Going to blow up the station because they're going to run Charlie Sheen? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Man needs something else to worry about.
He does. Help. Well, first he needs help, and then he needs something else to worry about.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
We're happy to announce that Bluebell homemade vanilla, Dutch chocolate and homemade vanilla, and birthday cake ice cream cups have a new sibling, Sunday Cups, a 3-ounce bundle of joy, available in handy 12 packs.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at Clint's Supermarket in Anderson and all Berkshire Brothers stores.
J.J. Rufino, my hubby of 39 years, has joined the Cherry Rufino team of award-winning realtors at Coldwell Banker United. J.J.'s specialty is assisting in short sales.
Short sales can be complicated. It's my job to assure you it's confidential and uncomplicated. I can help guide you through what can be a stressful time in your life. J.J. Rufino with Coldwell Banker United.
J.J. Rufino with the Cherry Rufino team and Coldwell Banker United. Not associated with the government, and their service is not approved by the government or your lender. Even if you accept their offer and use their service, your lender may not agree to change your loan.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. With all the recent turmoil in the Middle East, we hear the latest barrage of doom from the religious prognosticators. These are supposedly all signs of the end of the world. What will follow these signs will be a rapture, years of tribulation, the return of Jesus to earth, the establishment of a kingdom in Israel, the battle of Armageddon, and the end of the world. This doctrine is called premillennialism, and what you should know most about it is that it is nowhere taught in the Bible. In 2 Peter 3:10, it is written that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. You see, friends, there are no telltale signs, no great battle, and no establishment of a physical kingdom to herald the end. Nobody knows when it is coming. That is why we must live each day as if the Lord will return on that day, and so prepare ourselves to stand in judgment. Please keep this in mind and keep listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
Hey, good morning. About 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Behold, it's the Japanese emergency toilet. That's right. Sounds bizarre, but if there were a huge earthquake,
yeah,
and running water was non-existent, the combination of a privacy poncho, anti-odor tablets, and a tie-up bag could save a lot of unpleasantness nature calls. Now, I know.
Well, unpleasantness.
The makeshift toilet was on display at a recent, you ready, Japanese Disaster Preparedness Expo. What kind of booths do they have there? And do they have little dishes of candy as you walk by? Hi, how are you? Hi. Hey, would you like some candy?
Yeah, because that's what you want anywhere. I don't care what kind of trade show you're at. Hi, that's a good one.
You want to be sure and wear a badge where your first name is in letters that's 4 inches tall so they can greet you like you're their new best friend. Hey, Chase, how are you? Would you like to see how this works when the earthquake comes? No, thanks. Anyway, they demonstrated it. In the demonstration, a happy company rep fills a small plastic bag with tablets, dons a poncho, which looks more like a hefty trash bag that has a slit cut in it, and then squats and hovers. Also could come in handy in regular life situations, I guess. Amazing how some quirky inventions do seem to emanate from Japan, however. So anyway, it's out there if you want to watch it, I suppose. It's the Japanese emergency toilet. YouTube's there for that, too. Addition to everything else. Okay. Don't you just hate it when you slip that really expensive ring on your finger and then you can't get it off? That's what happened in an emergency room. A doctor had to pry off the ring from the pudgy finger. Yeah.
Pry it off. Yeah.
A woman from Brooklyn, New York recently popped into the Chanel store in Midtown Manhattan to check the ring out.
Yeah.
Put on the old blinger there on her finger.
A blinger on her finger?
Mm.
Be finger blinger. Yeah.
A finger blinger.
Without much trouble, but the trouble did happen when she tried to remove it in spite of her best efforts. You know, first you lick it, right?
Yeah, well, then you put a little soap on it.
Honey,
yeah,
got some Earl here.
Get some Earl.
Yeah, or soap and Earl.
Yeah. They had to get to the emergency room. Had to sit around for 3 or 4 hours. Doctors finally able to free the ring. Most importantly, they were able to do so without having to cut through the ring or the finger, but the relief of being unburdened with the apparently tight ring.
Can you imagine?
Well, yeah. What would she have chosen? Cut the ring or cut my finger off?
Yeah. Or if she had no choice. You know?
Hey, I got 9 more of those.
Ma'am, we're going to have to take the finger.
Yeah. Strangest part of
the I'm going to give you the finger. How about that?
Strangest part of the story is she's filed suit against Chanel.
Well, of course she has.
Yeah.
Because after all, it's her fault she has fat fingers.
Yeah.
Or their fault she has fat fingers.
And you know they held her down. 3 people held her down to put the ring on her finger.
Put it on!
Yes. Right now.
Glad the ring wasn't hot so she didn't burn herself.
Yeah. Yeah. She got it at a drive-thru.
Right.
Follow the money. State of California wants to sell the Malibu estate donated by Barbara Streisand in 1993.
Mm.
Babs says she's okay with that.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't belong to her anymore,
yeah.
What does it matter whether she's okay with it or not?
L.A. Times says that Jerry Brown doesn't want the state to play landlord to the 22.5 acres and selling the property to help balance California's budget. Babb says she hopes the new owner will retain the park's special habitat. Well, of course you do. No, you want that.
Right. Ooh, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's California. I mean, you know, what would you expect? And the World Health Organization, once again, you know, telling us about the cell phones yesterday.
Right.
Also, that tobacco will kill nearly 6 million people this year, including 600,000 who are non-smokers.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit smoking before you quit using your cell phone.
Yeah.
You know,
like
get
that.
Your priorities right.
But if you come up to someone who is smoking, be sure and yell at them and tell them to stop because it could be killing you. Let us know how that works out for you.
In today's turbulent economy, it is a rarity to find a business that remains unchanged. The one characteristic of Tom Line Plumbing that has remained unchanged is his commitment to customer service. My wife and I have been a part of the Brazos Valley for close to 25 years, and while we have the choice of many locally owned and operated businesses, we continue to use Tom for one simple reason. He has become family. Join me, Ben Welch, in voting today for Tom Lyon Plumbing and the best of the Brazos Valley.
In case of an accident, remember this. George's Paint and Body, one of the largest independent body shops in town, has been repairing vehicles from minor dings to major collisions for over 28 years. At George's Paint and Body, you will be on your way in no time with their fast, free computerized estimates. Plus, they accept all insurance company estimates. George's Paint and Body on 32nd Street behind McDonald's on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Remember to vote for George's for Best of the Brazos Valley.
We meet by accident at George's Paint and Body.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Central Baptist Church will be holding sports camp Sunday, June 12th through Thursday, June 16th. And it's open to all boys and girls who've completed K through 5th grade. Your child will have a blast playing golf, basketball, volleyball, frisbee golf, tennis, baseball, and much more. It's all happening June 12th through the 16th at Central Baptist Church Sports Camp. Register early, costs only $10. For more information and registration, call 776-9977 or visit cbcbryan.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Couple of minutes till. But we have a lot of things on this day in history.
Oh, we
do. There are a lot of things for you to like.
On June the 1st.
Yeah.
June the 1st.
June the 1st. June the 1st. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on this date in history, in 1792, Kentucky became the 15th state.
Uh-huh.
4 years later, Tennessee became the 16th state. In 1944, the BBC aired a coded message intended to let the French resistance know that the D-Day invasion was imminent.
Mm-hmm.
Blab!
Yeah,
really.
1967, I remember
what you're doing on June 6th, but...
leave the gate unlocked.
There you go. On this date, 1967, I do remember this, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released.
Ah, what an album cover. I mean, you know, just the cover might be one of the best covers of all time.
Well, but ultimately, we just hope you enjoy the show.
Exactly. Right. Very good.
It went gold yeah. the same day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah.
And
remember looking at all the things on the cover and things you missed the first time? Mm-hmm.
Looks like a Where's Waldo.
Little hidden things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
11 years ago, the first Survivor show on CBS.
Oh, the one that weird dude won.
Which is kind of interesting because that was the first reality show. And now you look at Big Brother, Amazing Race.
I wouldn't call it the first reality show. I think it was the first show that became commonly referred to as reality TV. Because if you think about Candid Camera, I mean.
Yeah, a contestant type thing. And obviously you see what that spawned. Between that and Law and Order, there's nothing left on television.
Exactly.
All right, you got 45 seconds.
Okay. Well, after Scotty McCreery won the American Idol, he got back to reality, went back to North Carolina and took his College Board English test because he wants to make his mama happy. So there you go. J.R. and Sue Ellen are getting back together. Larry Hagman and Linda Gray are going to ride horseback down.